for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
It's our game of the week here at 92.1 at KMZA, and you are tuned into it. I'm Printed Project Kurt Kelman back in studio. You're locked in the MSC Sports Radio Network. We have a Class 1A District 3 matchup between the two teams here tonight. Jefferson County North, 4-0 in the season, 4-0 in the NEKL, taking on the Onega Buffaloes. This is their homecoming. They are 2-2 on the season, 1-2 in the Twin Valley League. Covered them a couple weeks ago when they played against Centralia in a 44-8 final where Centralia came out with the win. But Onega, they were able to bounce back last Friday against Eyeball, 3-2-6. Jefferson County North, well, they're off, again, as I mentioned, to a strong 4-0 campaign in this season. Will Elias has been the electric powerhouse that has led this team up to this point. Last Friday, he had a great game against Pleasant Ridge in a 50-12 victory, 178 passing yards, 3 passing scores, 145 rushing yards, and 4 rushing touchdowns. But again, the Onega Buffaloes were able to bounce back in their week, their first week in district play against the Dyfall Dragons, winning 32-6. It was a big game all around for Onega players. You saw 2 touchdowns from Gavin Colton, a touchdown from Ryder Colton, and Josh Daniels. Just this overall great game. And ninth matchup again, JCN and Onega, an all-time series of 3-3, which JCN took last year, 28-22. Upcoming here in this pregame, I sit down and I talk to both Jeff Schneider from the Chargers and Luke Baxter from Onega. So strap in and get ready here for some more pregame action here on 92.1 KMZ. Continuing right after this on MSU Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection. Online at rainbowtel.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Hello, everyone, to 92.1 KMZA pregame coverage here. Crin and Profit alongside head coach Jeff Schneider of the Jefferson County North Chargers. Off to a hot 4-0 start here on the season. The first 4-0 start since the state runner-up year back in 2023. A great year for the JCN team here. Again, another great 4-0 start to begin the season. Just had a 50-12 win over Pleasant Ridge last Friday. It was the first points given up of the season for this Chargers team. Again, as I mentioned, I'm here with head coach Jeff Schneider of the Jefferson County Chargers. Coach, how do you feel about the season so far? You've gotten halfway through the season. You're 4-0 in league play. You're facing your first non-league opponent here tonight. But right now, off to a good start.
Yeah, you know, it's been a fun start for us. I think last year we were really young team. Mm-hmm. I think we've got a lot better in the process. We brought back 8 on each side of the ball. We've got a lot of guys that improved. You know, you're older. You're a little bit better in our system. Those sort of things. I think we're playing better as a team. We've seen improvement throughout practices carried over in the game. So, you know, we're really excited so far off to this start.
Yeah, again, you mentioned a lot of youth last year because the previous year you graduated a team that stacked a lot of seniors, I believe 11 seniors on that team. And that was the year that you went to the state championship game, unfortunately, falling a little short to Conway Springs there. But again, that was the last time this team started off to a 4-0 start. What kind of reflections here do you see from this season to that season in this year's 4-0 start?
Well, obviously, I think you got to play good ball to get off to a good start like that. I think, you know, a couple years ago we were a very veteran team. I still think we have an element of youth to it this year. I mean, we rely on some younger players.
Yes, but I
do think both teams worked really hard. I think both teams have improved throughout our playbook, through, you know, into the system. And I think, you know, I call the offense, but really proud of the way our defense played on both sides of the ball that year and this year. And I think a lot of things, you know, we talk about how defense travels. A lot of things kind of start with that.
Talk about defense. Your defense went three straight weeks without giving up any points. Last week, you gave up just 12 points to Pleasant Ridge, but still came out with a dominant 50-12 victory. What kind of nods can you give to the defense this season, especially leaning into tonight's matchup against the Onega Buffaloes?
Well, it's totally different prep than last week. You know, Pleasant Ridge threw the ball an awful lot. You know, gave up a couple points. But one of them was on in the run game. We had a misalignment on defense, and they hit us with the perfect play and took it all the way to the house. Had another touchdown through the air, but I thought we had really good coverage. Through the night, I thought we had really good coverage on them. They just did some passes, and that's going to happen. You know, I just like the way that we're rallying to the football. I like the way that we're playing good, solid team defense. Guys are following the game plan, and they're doing what we're asking them to do overall.
Well, again, right now, the leader of your team here, both in passing yards as well as rushing yards, is Will Elias. He has been a well-rounded senior here for your team on the running attack, 46 rushes for 484 yards and 9 touchdowns. But in the air, he has been slicing up defenses as well, 14 of 25, 356 yards passing, as well as 6 passing touchdowns. What can you tell me about that senior, Will Elias, and how he's done this first 4 weeks of the season, but how's he going to really imply himself in tonight's matchup against Onega?
Well, Will's in his second year starting for us. You know, this will be, he'll be a 4-year letterman, so he's been on the field a lot over the course of his high school career. I think at the quarterback position, I think you can really see, first off, he's athletic and fast, so you talk about some of the rushing, he can make you miss. But in the passing game, his confidence has really grown. I think the thing that's benefited him and helped him is we have a lot of targets that are catching the ball well. We have some guys that are making big plays, and I think he's gaining confidence in them. And then, you know, obviously they're gaining confidence in himself. We've given him some time to get the ball off, and, you know, he's really just improved in that. And you can see his confidence growing so far this season.
Well, I believe it's fair to say that he's not the only one who's been able to really carry the rock well. Merrick Knoll, 52 rushes for 281 yards and a touchdown. Knox Heston, 27 rushes, 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cahill, he's got 26 rushes for 235 yards and 2 touchdowns. Really, just such a great and strong backfield so far this season. How are you going to apply that backfield in tonight's matchup against Onega?
Well, I think they've balanced each other very well. I think the skill set of those three plays off of each other. The one thing that I appreciate is that they block for each other. That's always been a rule for us. If you want the ball, you've got to block for the ball. And then, you know, we have guys that are very physical run game. We have guys that have some speed. We have guys that are just lower their shoulders, so they complement each other very well. You know, we want to establish the run. There's absolutely no doubt. We like to incorporate the pass. But what we're trying to do more than anything is to get our athletes the ball in the best position where they can. So, you know, we hope that's a game plan for us every week. We hope we're able to establish that tonight as well.
Last year's matchup between JCN and Onega, you hosted that game. You won 28-22. What do you see kind of similar this year in this Onega team coming up here into week number 5?
Well, I look at the film and look across their backfield. You know, they're bringing the big fullback back. You know, he's 220-pound downhill hard runner. You know, you've got to tackle him, gang tackle him, and got to tackle him low. I think their offense can start there. Obviously, that's a great place for it to start. They're athletic across the rest of their backfield. Number 8's good in the open field. You know, get him in space, and he's got a lot of make you miss as well, too. And I really like their young quarterback's game. He looks quick. The thing that I like about him is I think he's just decisive. You know, he tucks it and run. He'll take off, and he can make you miss in the open field. So younger players sometimes can be hesitant with that. He is absolutely not. I think he's going to have a tremendous high school career. So I think their backfield is going to give everybody some problems. You know, when we look at that, you got to contain a lot, and you got to gang tackle, and that'll be a priority for our defense tonight.
Yeah, you just brought up a big key there, that young freshman starting quarterback in Ryder Kulterman. How are you going to find ways to deal with him and limit him within their offense?
Well, I think you've got to contain him. And then, you know, you talked about with the fullback, you've got a gang tackle. I think you've got a gang tackle maintain leverage with those skill players that are good in the open field. You know, you can't miss the open field tackle, but you also need to force him where you have help. You don't want to let him get outside of you. You don't want to let him break contain. And, you know, he's, you see on film, he's really good in the open field. So keeping him in a situation where we can maintain leverage on him is going to be critical.
Well, lastly, one more key here for tonight. It's, well, time for your keys. I mean, what are some big pointers here to this matchup and tonight's game against Onega? This is the second district game here for the season. I know this is going to be a massive one. And later down the road, you take on Jackson Heights, the number one ranked team. So again, one, how big of a game is this tonight for you and your team? And two, also, what are some keys to this matchup?
I think everything, now that we're in district season, everything is a big week. You're playing for seeding. You're playing for, you know, only two of the top two seeds in each district are going to have a home game. So I think everybody's, at the very beginning, everybody's trying to mark that on their calendar. Points I think that we've been stressing all week is this communication. Like I said, we talked about the open field tackle, containment, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's a long bus ride. Got to get off to a good start. Can't be lethargic by any stretch. And then, you know, try to utilize what we do well to our advantage. You know, we've got to get guys in space, too. We've got to tackle. And then points that we talk about each week, one is we want to win the turnover battle. You've got to create a few turnovers. Been doing pretty well with that with our defense here lately. Hopefully that will continue. And then our third down conversion. We've done pretty well on third downs consistently throughout the season. I think those extend your drives. I think they get you to the point where you can maintain time of possession and then, you know, get you extra snaps, which increases your odds of scoring. So I think Onega is a tough prep compared to the Pleasant Ridge. We threw it around a lot last week. This week it's a lot more run. So tough prep to do that in, you know, 3 or 4 days in practice. So I think it should be a really good game.
Well, Coach, thank you and good luck tonight.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Again, tonight's matchup here coming up on 92.1 KMZA kickoff here shortly as pregame coverage here continues. But again, it's the JCN Chargers taking on the Onega Buffaloes here on the road. Here coming up, we'll sit down and talk to Luke Baxter of Onega.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Pre-game coverage here continuing on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crendon Prophet alongside here Luke Baxter from the Onega Buffaloes. Again, a start of 2-2 here on the season, as well as 1-2 in the Twin Valley League, getting off to a hot start last Friday in district with a matchup against the Valley Falls Dragons, winning 32-6. Well, tonight, you have your hands full with a Jefferson County North team, a team this season that is 4-0 on the year. They have only played against Northeast Kansas League opponents. They just allowed their first points of the year last Friday in a 50-12 win over the Pleasant Ridge Rams. Again, that was just a big win for JCN, but they did give up their first points. Luke, what can you tell me about tonight's matchup here going into it and another district matchup here against the Jefferson County North Chargers?
Well, they're a really good team. They can run the ball. They can throw it. They have lots of weapons. They tackle well on defense. And like you said, they just gave up their first points of the year last week. So they went the first 3 weeks without scoring, or I mean without giving up any points.
Sure,
so they're a good defensive team, and they've been putting a lot of points up. So it'll be a tremendous challenge tonight at home.
Yeah, again, big home game for you. It's our 92.1 KMZA game of the week here tonight. It's pregame, again, coverage here continuing. A good matchup here against Jefferson County North. As we talked about about it. They just allowed their first points last Friday. How is your offense going to be able to get themselves going on the board? No, I've already seen Ryder Kulchman this season. He's gotten a little bit here more going underneath his legs, finally having a big game against Valley Falls last Friday with 121 yards on the ground, 44 yards in the air with a touchdown. Josh Daniels, also great game, 74 yards on the ground last week, averaging 5.7 yards a carry with a touchdown as well. And Gavin Kulchman, got to give him a shout out with two touchdowns in that game over the Dragons. So again, how do you keep that offense coming off a high in scoring this season against Valley Falls last week, continuously going here against a team that is notoriously so far this season been shutting out the teams they've been playing?
Well, the main thing is you have to block well. Our line getting a little more experience. We got a block up front. We're gonna get an offensive guard back this week, which will help with some experience. So our line will add a little depth to it. We haven't had much depth for a couple weeks, but we'll actually have a little bit this week, which will be nice. And then we're gonna try to spread it around a little bit more again, like we did last week. We're just gonna try to get everybody involved and spread the carries out and just play hard. It's all you can do. Ask when you're playing a really good team like Jeff North. Ask the kids to do their best, and I think this group will.
Well, they're a really solid team that has a incredible quarterback in the backfield, Will Elias. He had an electric game last Friday against Pleasant Ridge with 178 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 145 rushing yards, and 4 rushing touchdowns. I mean, again, just an all-around great athlete for this JCN team. What's it going to take to contain a quarterback at that skill level lockdown?
Well, I'm not sure. We actually, the film we received this weekend, we kind of unwatchable. We're going to kind of come into this thing a little bit naked. We didn't really get a good look at him, kind of counting on some of the stuff they did last year. But he's put up some big stats on Friday night. A lot of rushing, a lot of passing. We haven't seen the film yet. We're just going to have to tackle really well and get after him on defense because they're going to be tough to stop, but we're going to give it our best effort.
Well, you mentioned it last year. It was a final of 28-22. This all-time series right now is tied 3-3 apiece. Going back to last time before last year's matchup, these two teams connected in 1995, which Mega won 4-7. I know that was quite a long time ago there, but again, what's it going to take here to get your team over the hump and to get a victory over JCN for the first time since 95?
Yeah, that was a long time ago because I was on those teams and almost 30 years ago. Now we're going to have to match their intensity, try to match their speed, and like I said, we got to tackle really well. Got to tackle and block, and like I said, this is a really good football team. They were good last year. I think they're better. We kind of let one go last year. We were winning a majority of that game, and then we took the lead back late, and then the quarterback had a really long run with about 2 minutes to go in the game to set them up for their final touchdown. So it was a tough loss. It was a really good football game. We just were on the short end of the stick of it, so hopefully that motivates these kids. A lot of them played last year, but we do have our work cut out for us, but we're gonna give it our best shot tonight.
Again, you just mentioned that you played on the 1995 team, the last time Onega had beaten JCN 40-7. Do you see any returners coming back here tonight from that time?
Well, I hope not. Maybe they'll be watching the game, or maybe they'll be watching their sons or grandsons play. But those guys are probably in their late 40s now. So if they have to play tonight, or on either side, they might have to go. Quite a few guys go to the hospital after the game. So I don't see any of those guys returning tonight, or hopefully any Onega guys.
Well, if you do you think you're going to line up back wide receiver, running back, or was that what position do you play?
Oh, a few spots, but that would not be good for Onega.
So you're glad you got the guys that you do have out in the field, out there competing for you.
They're a little more nimble than I ever was, so and especially now.
Well, again here, mighty matchup. It's the second district game of the season. Real quick, what are some thoughts here about this halfway point in the year here for you, finishing 1-2 in the Twin Valley League? Back-to-back here is now doing it, as well as finishing, or currently right now at the halfway point, 2-2 overall. You start off the season with a good win over Dauphin West, 14-6, and then took back-to-back losses against league opponents, Valley Heights, 28-8, and then to Centralia, 44-8, but bouncing back last Friday with a district win over Valley Falls, 32-6. What are some pointers here at this halfway point of the season? How have you seen your team improve up to this point?
Well, we've been getting better defensively. We didn't really show it on the scoreboard against Centralia, but we were playing really hard. We tackled fairly well. We just couldn't get them off the field on fourth down, and that was kind of the key to that game. But we've really, defensively, I've been very happy with the effort. And our tackling's been pretty good. We have left some points on the field. The D-West game and last week and even against Valley Heights, I felt like probably could have scored a couple more touchdowns in all those games. And we've got to execute a little bit better in the red zone. That's one thing we have to get better at. But it's the effort's been good in practice. The attitude's been great. And I've always said as long as your effort and attitude are good, you will continue to get better. And these kids, they bust their butt. They work really hard, and they're not afraid. They're a fun group to coach. And so I really like where we're at right now. If we could just get a few more touchdowns a game and not leave some points on the field, I think we can do some great things.
Well, lastly here, Coach, what are some keys, lastly, that you can give me here real quick before this matchup takes off real quick tonight?
Well, you just got to stick to our assignments and tackle, and we got to block a little better. Really, that's football. It comes down to blocking and tackling. And like I said, it's going to be tough tonight. They're good on both sides. So we got to match their blocking, and we got to match their tackling. And if we can do those things and hang around the fourth quarter, you know, anything can happen. So that'll be the key to tonight.
That was Luke Baxter from the Onega Buffaloes. Again, the Onega Buffaloes taking host here tonight as the home team in a district matchup here against Jefferson County North. It's our 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week, and more pregame coverage comes up here right after this.
Are you looking for a fun and healthy way to spend your morning? Join us on Saturday, October 4th from 8 to 11 a.m. for our community health fair and baby shower at Onega Community Hospital. It's free to attend with low-cost lab screenings for just $35 and add a PSA test for just $20 extra. Vitamin D also for $20. Expecting a baby? Enjoy giveaways, games, and great info just for you. Let's celebrate wellness, families, and new beginnings together. Brought to you by Community Healthcare System, caring for every stage of life.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
We are just moments away from kickoff here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, I'm Crennan Prophet, Kirk Kelman, back in studio. It's your 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. The Onega Buffaloes on their homecoming night taking host to the Jefferson County North Chargers. The Onega Buffaloes right now in the season 2-2. The Jefferson County North Chargers currently 4-0, their first 4-0 start since the 2023 season, a year they went all the way to the state championship game and unfortunately lost to Conway Springs 35-6 and became the state runner-up. Again, this has been a good Chargers team to start this season. They will start here with the ball. Buffalo, Onega, they won the toss, but they looked to receive in the second half, so we are going to see one of the most electric offenses here in 1A, and that is this Jefferson County North team. So far, they have been deadly with 384 yards per game and 44 points per game. Left to right of your dial, the Buffaloes are kicking in the all-blacks with the orange helmet. And on the JCN side, you have the gray bottoms, the white tops, the green numbers, and the green top helmets. And here we're off, football action. It's going here to the west side to the GCN Chargers on the kickoff return and busting a move up to the 35, up to now the 36. The Chargers will start. It was Nicholas Cahill, the senior, on the return team for the Jefferson County North Chargers. Jefferson County North starting in a favorable field position here on their opening drive of the game. JCN starting on their own 37-yard line. 11:53 left to go here in the first quarter. Action now here on the way. Again, JCN and the Onega Buffaloes. It's Will Elias in shotgun commanding this offense. It's going to be a handoff for the first play of the game. First and 10. It's to running back Merrick Knoll. It's a carry of 6 yards for Merrick Knoll. Knoll, a back who's got 53 carries of the season, 286 rushing yards. He has been a good and reliable back so far this season. Second down and 4. Handoff up the middle, busting a move out to the outside, and picking up the first down is Knox Heston for the Jefferson County North Chargers. 2 plays in, and a first down past the 45. Now at the 47, JCN still working it in their own territory. Officials are trying to figure the spot here. There's some confusion between the officials and the chain gang and where the spot of the ball is. Where the spot of the ball is indicates a first down by a couple inches. It takes another official to come in and confirm it. Now the chain gang will move forward. JCN, 2 plays in, 1st and 10. Ball now on their own 47-yard line. And Will Elias here commanding this offense. Knock Heston, Merrick Knoll in the backfield, wide receiver Brody Van Dyke, Christopher Knoll, and Rex Furman. Right now, 2 in the backfield. Furman in motion to the right side. Here, it's going to be a keeper for Will Elias in the 1st and 10. He's going to spin around, making a couple more moves. He's got the first down and more past the 40. And he will trail out of bounds at around the 38-yard line. Will Elias' first carry of the game for positive yards. A carry of 14 yards for Will Elias. Will Elias already now 498 rushing yards on the season. 1st and 10, snap is to Elias. He drops it, but he is able to keep it after the botched snap. He goes forward for a gain of just 2. Jesse Miller is on the tackle for the Onega Buffaloes. There's a 1-yard gain. Now 2nd down and 9. JCN on the Onega 39-yard line. Will Elias in shotgun, swings out to the left side. 2nd down and 9. Elias, he's in the hard count. He's going to hand it off to Knoll. Knoll through the B gap is lowering his shoulders and has a gain of 4. Bring up a 3rd down and 5 now for the Jefferson County North Chargers. The 3rd down and 5 at the Onega 34-yard line. Jefferson County North already 2 first downs on the stride. They are rolling and moving here. 10 minutes left to go in the first quarter. It's still 0-0. JCN opening drive, looking to punch their ticket. 3rd down and 5. It's a handoff up the middle. It's the 1st down and more to Knoll. Knoll already 3 carries on this game. A reliant back early on here. Huge carry for Knoll. Knoll already here 2 carries. He's at already 15 yards off his 2 carries. At the 28-yard line in Onega territory, Jefferson County North moving the ball. Now 3 first downs on this drive. 1st and 10 here. Will Elias in shotgun, sending Huston in motion out to the right side. Will Elias, he's going to have the other quarterback keeper getting out to the edge. He's busting a move. He's open in field, and he is going to walk into the end zone from 24 yards out. Will Elias rushes into the end zone on the Jefferson County North opening drive of the game. Will Elias already 3 carries all on that drive for 39 yards. 9:28 left to go in the first quarter. JCN up 6-0, looking for the 2-point conversion. Elias, handoff to Knoll. He's being stuffed at the line, and he is rolled short of the end zone. The 2-point conversion is no good, but the Jefferson County North Chargers get on the board. It's 6-0. JCN leads over Onega with 9:28 left to go in the first quarter.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. choice.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
You're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA, 9:28 left to go in the first quarter. The Jefferson County North Chargers are up 6-0 in a District 3 Classification 1A matchup here against the Onega Buffaloes. Again, JCN 6, Onega 0. Onega here set to get the ball here on the first kick from JCN. Getting under is Pale, Luke Pale, on the kickoff for the Onega Buffaloes. He gets it past the 30 before being wrangled down at about the 33-yard line. So, solid starting field position here for the Onega Buffaloes. Onega Buffaloes team, again, led by freshman quarterback Ryder Colterman, who so far in this season has over 550 yards of offense, 332 yards on the ground in the air. He's passed for 237 yards. He's combined for four total touchdowns. This is an Onega team that is averaging 15.5 points per game. Onega starting here on their own 32-yard line, 9:22 left to go. They trail by 6 here in this first quarter. First and 10, Ryder Colterman dropping back to pass. He's got time over the middle, and Brett Caberline drops the pass, dropping it at the 40-yard line in the coverage area for the Jefferson County North Chargers. It was Christopher Knoll, junior defensive back, and that could have easily been a huge pickup. Definitely more than 20 yards down the field, and Caberline reels in that catch. A great first call here in the game from Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes. Again, Jefferson County with Chargers. They are head coached here by Jeff Schneider. This is his 11th season. His fifth season, starting 4-0, by the way. He has been a very successful head coach up for the Chargers. Second down and 10 here on the 32, Onega in their own territory. It's a hands-off to Gavin Colterman, and Colterman is stuffed, but he's able to lean forward after a yard on the carry. Excuse me, it's Josh Daniels who has the carry. And again, just going forward for a yard. It's now second down and 9, ball on the 33-yard line. Onega still in their own territory. Luke Pale getting the call from the sideline, coming into the formation. Again, here are the Onega starters. Luke Pale at tight end. Cameron Kramer also at tight end. J.C. Miller at slot back. Gavin Colterman at fullback. Josh Daniels at tailback. Ryder Colterman at quarterback. And here from the left tackle to the right tackle on the line, Captain Caberline, Meyer Kors, Venneberg, Boggs, and Burgess. It is third down and 9 in the empty backfield. Ryder Colterman is rolling out to his left side. He has brought down a huge sack in the backfield from Jefferson County North, Kyle Burnett. Burnett coming through with a huge sack. The sophomore defensive lineman that sends the Onega Buffaloes back about 7 yards on the play. And now Onega on a fourth down and long at their own 25-yard line, will have to punt back to JCN with 7:53 left to go here in the first quarter. JCN leads 6-0. Onega here punting the ball. It's a bad snap. It's picked up quickly. Caberline is barely able to get the punt off. It's going to roll down the field here. Standing right in front of it is Nick Cahill, and he watches it roll to the 36-yard line. That is where the Jefferson County Chargers will start here their second possession of the game. Again, that first possession, a 63-yard drive, capped off by a 24-yard rushing touchdown by Will Elias. Last year, when Will Elias faced this Onega team, he rushed for 199 yards. He threw for 40. And Merrick Knoll, he had 104-yard rushing and 3 rushing touchdowns. So again, Onega here at their own 36-yard line. First and 10, Will Elias here with the keeper, and Elias is good for 4 yards. Apprehended at the 40-yard line, now brings up a second down and 6. Elias already here. 4 carries on this contest. 7:20 left to go here in this first quarter. 6-0. JCN leads with the ball at their own 40-yard line. It's 2nd down and 6. Elias in the backfield in shotgun. Blitz is being shown here by the Onega Buffaloes. It's a pitch out to the outside. It's Cahill who has it. He cuts back to the middle of the field, and he is dragged down at the 49-yard line. He'll be officially marked at the 50. A big carry of 10 yards for Cahill. He's got now 27 carries on the season for 245 yards. A great senior leader in the backfield for JCN. 1st and 10 from the 50. Will Elias pump faking. Now stepping up, and Gavin Coulterman brings him down after a 1-yard carry. Will Elias looks to scramble using his legs. And with his feet, he picks up a yard. Ball now at the Onega 49-yard line. But there is a flag on the play with an indicator here getting pointed toward the JCN side. Most likely holding Will Elias. He was in the backfield for quite a long time. And that is what the call is. It is a holding call against JCN that will be accepted. So that brings up now a 1st and 20. JCN at their own 40-yard line. The first down marker on the other 40, on the Onega 40. JCN behind the sticks now. Trips out to the right side, single out to the left, single back set. Here Will Elias in shotgun. He's going to keep it, and he's going to spin forward for just a yard. Brought down at the line of scrimmage, Jesse Miller coming in for a big tackle. Now 2nd down and 19 after the 1-yard carry from Will Elias. 2nd down and 19. JCN in the hurry up. Will Elias dropping back over the middle of the field. He's got his target, but off the hands of Christopher Null, the junior, just not able to high point the catch between the hash marks at the 45-yard line. And with that drop, that brings up a long 3rd down. 3rd down and 19. JCN at their own 41-yard line. JCN, that was their first pass play of the game for Mo Elias this season. He is 14 of 26, 256 yards and 6 touchdowns. It's empty set for Elias. He drops back, pressure in his face, wobbles a pass up in the air, it's caught! What a catch in the air by Rex Furman. His biggest catch of the season. Was it enough for the 1st down? It would need to be 19 yards exactly. And the chain gang is moving. It is, well, we'll see here. The marker was 1st. Now they've changed it to a 4th down. It's a 4th and inches at the Onega 40. Oh, JCN will go for it. 4th and inches. Furman in motion. Will Elias in shotgun. He hands off to Houston. He's got the 1st down. Or Hexton. A huge conversion for the Jefferson County North Chargers. Again, the 18-yard catch by Rex Furman. And then the 1-yard rush for Knox Heston. Picking up that 1st down in Onega territory. JCN moving the ball well here. 1st and 10. 5:30 left to go in the first quarter. JCN up 6-0. JCN with the ball here inside the Onega 40. Here's going to be a keeper for Elias, and he is drug down the backfield. Gavin Coulterman coming through with the big tackle for loss. That is Gavin Coulterman's 4th tackle for loss this season. He's also got 19 tackles, I should say. A fumble recovery, a half a sack, and 1 blocked punt. And a timeout on the field by JCN. It's a 2nd down 13 when we come back. 5:07 left to go in the first quarter. JCN up 6-0 on the Onega 41-yard line. We'll be back in 30 here after this.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Kansaland Radio.
Third down and 12 on the 41-yard line. It's the JCN ball here in the Onega territory with 5:07 to go in the first quarter. The Jefferson County Chargers up 6-0, looking to make it a two-score possession here. This drive started on their own 36-yard line. They have moved efficiently here. They picked up a big third down and 19. Here, it's going to be a motion, and it's going to be handed off to Cahill, who gets brought down after a carry of just a yard. He'll bring up a third down and 11. Ryder Colterman was on the tackle. That's Ryder Colterman's 31st tackle of the season. He's just a young freshman, but 31 tackles, one broke up pass, and a tackle for loss. So it's a third down and 11 here. Ball at the 40-ish yard line in Onega territory. JCN trying to pick up another first down. It's going to be a throw out to the flat side. Noel breaks the tackle, and he's got enough for the first down before tight roping out of bounds within the 30-yard line. A huge third down conversion for the Jefferson County North Chargers. That was Christopher Noel on the big catch. It was just a 4-yard air pass, but Christopher Noel took it for the rest of the 12 yards on the play. It's a 16-yard reception for Christopher Noel. And here dropping back, Elias, first down and 10. He's going to throw this one up. He's going to give it a one-on-one to his receiver at the 3-yard line. And it is broken up. It was intended for Cahill, but breaking it up was Luke Pale. That was a huge breakup by Luke Pale, an outside linebacker sophomore who this season just recorded his first broken up pass in coverage. JCN on the 25-yard line in Onega territory. 4:19 to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-0 JCN lead, looking to put up another score here. Second down and 10 after the incompletion for Will Elias. Here, motion man Will Elias keeping it, and he is dragged down right after a yard after the original line of scrimmage. He was wrapped up by Xavier Burgess for the junior's 29th tackle of the season. Xavier Burgess, he is a second-team all-league linebacker here in the Twin Valley League. This is a non-league matchup, though. It's a 1A District 3 matchup. Third down and 9, ball at the 24-yard line of Nigga territory. JCN working with it. It's an empty backfield for Will Elias. He gets the snap. He turns right. Pump fake. Now he looks back. He's got Rex Furman for the first down, leading to the pylon. And touchdown, the Jefferson County North Chargers. Their second score of the game. It's Rex Furman. He caught two big passes on that drive. His first pass completion of 18 yards, or first catch reception was of 18 yards. Here now one of 24. Now JCN looking to tack on two. They're up 12-0, 3:37 to go. Here's a two-point conversion. Elias in the empty backfield. He's running out to his left side. He's keeping his eyes in the back of the end zone, but he overshoots his target, who is wide open in Christopher Null. So 12-0, the score here remains. 3:37 left to go here in the first quarter. Jefferson County North up over the Onega Buffaloes. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with meal steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Kansaland Radio.
Jefferson County North set to kick it back off here. The Omega Buffaloes. Jay Stephen up 12-0, 3:37 left to go here in the opening quarter of play. It's a short kick that Gavin Coltsman picks up at the 30-yard line. Here he is trucking and trudging forward. And this will be, oh, he's still going. He's still going. Man, what a carry from Gavin Coltsman. On the return team, he got it at about the 30-yard line. He brings it up to the Onega 48-yard line. Huge starting field position for the Onega Buffaloes on their second drive of the game. Again, that first drive for them was a three and out. They just couldn't get their offense going. Their first play of the game, they could have probably picked up 20, maybe 30 yards, but Brett Kaberline dropped a wide-open pass up to the near side hash mark, so we'll see what Onega comes up with here on their second drive of the game, down 12-0 to JCN. 3:28 left to go in this first quarter. Onega Buffaloes coming back out here on offense. Team averaging 15.5 points per game, first and 10 from their own 48. It's a handoff up the middle to Gavin Coltsman. He's on the outside. It's a huge run. He's still up on his feet before he falls down the 40-yard line. The 12-yard carry for Gavin Coltsman. And then Jeff Snyder, he said in the pregame segment, if you were tuned in for it, he said that it's going to take a lot of gang tackling to take down Gavin Coltsman. Well, I'm not sure if he anticipated it needing all 11 guys on the field to take down that Buffalo. But right now, that has been the case here for Gavin Coltsman on this second drive of the game. A huge 12-yard carry for Coltsman. Gavin, who's now at 32 carries on the season for 125 yards and two touchdowns. First and 10 from the JCN 40, but it's a bad snap. The ball's on the ground. JCN will recover at their own 49-yard line. It looks like dropping on it for the recovery was Alex Easterday. And just like that, Onega had so much momentum, and a bad snap from Venneberg went backwards, and JCN was able to recover. Well, something we saw last time we were up here against Centralia, as soon as the Buffs would start to move, unfortunately, they would strike their Achilles heel and go back against themselves. So a fumble that sets up JCN at their own 49-yard line, 2:48 left to go here in this first quarter. JCN's up 12-0, getting the ball back here for the third time today. And it looks like a false start will get called here against the Charger offense. So that will send them back to a first and 15. Now, we've seen two major penalties here against JCN in this first quarter. We've seen a huge holding that Onega just couldn't take advantage of. Here, JCN on a massive first down, first and 15 at their own 44-yard line. Again, as I mentioned, 2:48 to go here in this first quarter. 12-0, JCN leads. This is their third time with the ball today. Will Elias in shotgun. Wing out to the left side, tight end to the right. Here it's going to be a fake handoff. Or no, that was a real handoff. That was out to Cahill, who had it, and he brings it down to the 50-yard line, a carry of 6 yards. Man, that was absolutely confusing for me. I surely thought Will Elias still had the ball using some trickery. What happened was Cahill, again, I mentioned he was the wing on the left side. They brought him in the motion, and they handed it off to him, but then they take the pitch option off to the near side. So great play to pick up 5 yards here. It's a second down and 10 at the 49-yard line. JC in their own territory. Will Elias in shotgun. It's a handoff to Merrick Knoll. Knoll still up on his feet after some contact, and that will be an 8-yard carry for Merrick Knoll. Knoll already here well over 20 yards rushing on this game. He has found himself comfortably. I mentioned that last season he rushed for 104 yards and 3 touchdowns against Onega. It's a third down and 2. JCN in a hurry up here. And they're going to quickly hand the ball off back to Knoll. Knoll will pick up the first down and wind up at the 40-yard line in Onega territory. So JCN, they have just not held back in this first quarter. It has been all gas, no break. Xavier Burgess was just on the tackle there, bringing down the Merritt Knoll. Now, JCN at the Onega 39-yard line, first down and 10, wide out to the left side, wide to the right, single back set, Knoll's in the backfield, but the keeper here to Elias, and Elias, He's got a player on his foot right now, wrapping him up, and he is brought down a yard past the line of scrimmage. Gavin Coltrane, Jesse Miller off the defensive edge, making that pressure. And Goldsman has done a solid job here tonight for his team, especially on the defensive side here for Onega. Again, that defensive line is stout. Gavin Coltrane, Kaysen Kaberline, Tristan Van Dong, and Monty Meyercourt. Well, it's a second down and 10. It's a gain of none for Will Elias. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout here called by the Onega Buffalo. So timeout here called. We'll come back. It's second down and 10 for JCN at the Onega 39-yard line with 48 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 12-0, JCN leads over the Onega Buffalo.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Kansaland Radio.
Second down and 10 for JCN at the Onega 39-yard line. JCN also leading 12-0 over Onega with 48 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Onega, they just burnt their first timeout of the half. Both teams still remaining with two. Second down and 10 here for JCN at the Onega 39-yard line. Heston gets sent in motion. It's a bunch trip set out to the right side. Will Elias will use them as blockers as he runs that direction, and he will take it for a carry of 4 yards. Will Elias, he has been dangerous with his feet tonight. He has already rushed for well over 40 yards. And this is an Onega team that held the Valley Falls Dragons last Friday to -6 yards rushing. What an immaculate defense performance last week for Onega. But the week before that, they gave up over 380 yards rushing to the Centralia Panthers. Third down and 7, 18 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. JCN 12-0 at the Onega 36-yard line. It's an empty set backfield for Will Elias in the 3rd and 7. Trips out to the left side, single out to the right. Elias dropping back. He's going to flatten to his right. He's going to look deep down the field. It's almost intercepted. Then it is dropped in the coverage area. It was Keegan Vennerberg. Keegan Vennerberg, he had his first interception of the season 2 weeks ago against Clinton Alderfer. And also congratulations to Keegan Vennerberg. He was also the homecoming king here tonight for Onega. The homecoming queen was Jaden Haskins. So shout out to a couple of buffs who were the homecoming king and queen. Fourth down and 7 now after the incompletion with 2 seconds left to go in the first quarter. This will be the last play before it expires, but a big play at that. Fourth down and 7 for JCN. Over the middle, drop by Christopher Knoll. And that'll be a turnover on downs for JCN. They get the ball from a fumble at the 49-yard line in their own territory, but they are able to capitalize on it. They turn it over on down in Onega territory at the Onega 36. Well, that's the final of our first quarter. It's 12-0. JCN still leads, but Onega takes over to start the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility, now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/careers to apply today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZ, our game of the week. It's the Onega Buffaloes hosting here the JCN Chargers, and they Class 1A District 3 matchup to start the second quarter here. A 12-0 GCN lead. Onaka getting the ball back over here on their own 36-yard line after a turnover on downs on a 4th-and-7 incompletion from Will Wise to Christopher Null. Empty set backfield here for Ryder Colter on the 1st-and-10. He'll rush right up the middle through the A-gap, and he is brought down after a 1-yard carry. I mentioned that Ryder Colterman has been a freshman leader. You have a senior versus freshman matchup here tonight, and really, it's been a testament every week here for Ryder Colterman. But I said at the end of my broadcast against Centralia that he shows so much promise, but again, he's a freshman. He's young. He's in a system where he still needs to get lots of reps, lots of time, and get experience here at the varsity level. I mean, you just went from playing middle school football, and hey, welcome, you're now playing high school ball at the varsity level your first year. 2nd down and 10, ball at the 36-yard line, making their own territory. It's going to be a keeper to Colterman, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. He'll be a carry of none. The ball is loose, but the whistles will blow. They will say that he was down. Brett Caberline here coming to the sideline to get the next play here for the Onega Buffaloes. And Onega, they have went negative here on back-to-back carries. Or excuse me, they have just went zero on back-to-back carries. 10:53 left to go in this first half. It is 12-0. JCN leads over Onega. Onega with the ball on a 3rd down and 11. Their second drive of the game was looking extremely promising, but unfortunately, a huge fumble at the JCN 40-yard line cost them what could have been a really well-put-together drive. So 3rd down 11, and they get their own 35. Empty set backfield, trips to the right side, swings out to the left for Onega, and this could be a false start here against the offense. That moving back to a 3rd down and 16. Actually, it's going to be a delay of game. So Onega taking some time there to get that call in. It's a 3rd down and 16. Onega spotted at their own 30-yard line. They were 3 and out on their first drive of the game. They've only picked up one first down this game so far. Here on the season, this Onega team has picked up 44 first downs. Long 3rd down. 3rd down 16. And they get their own 34-yard line. Colterman runs out to the right side. He's throwing it on a rope to the far side of Ashes, but he misses his target. And Jesse Miller towards the 35-yard line. And that incompletion will bring up a 4th down and 16. So the Onega defense comes up strong with a huge turnover on downs and a 4th and 7 against JCN. But JCN, they will be able to be gifted that ball right back. 3 and outing of the Onega Buffaloes for the second time tonight. 10 minutes left to go here in this first half. 12-0 JCN leads over the Onega Buffaloes in this Class 1A District 3 matchup. Currently right now, Jackson Heights at the top of this district. JCN and Onega all 1-0 in district play so far this season. This punt is at the 40-yard line. Christopher Noll picks it up, though, right in front of a bunch of defenders, and he's able to take it up for 6 yards to the 46-yard line. He did get pushed backwards all the way to the 43, but forward progress should mark him at the 46-yard line, and it will. So JCN gets their first possession of the second quarter here with 9:51 left to go here in the second quarter. JCN starting with their best starting field position, or I should say their second best starting field position. Their last drive, they started at their own 49-yard line, but they turned it over on downs. Here they will start at their own 46-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Jefferson County North Chargers. A team that was averaging 24 points per game last season. Here they are already averaging 44 points per game. This year, it's a handoff to Noll up the middle. It's a carry of 4. A huge pickup. Excuse me. It's Cahill, the senior, who gets the carry for the Jefferson County North Chargers. Cahill, again, the carry of 4. Luke Pale was on the tackle. That is Pale's 19th tackle this season. JCN at their own 49-yard line after the 4-yard carry from Cahill. That's his 3rd carry of the game. He's now at 10 yards rushing. 2nd down and 6 at the 49. Will Elias here for JCN. Bouncing out, escaping a defender, looking for the 1st down marker. He's able to get past it through the 45 out at the 44-yard line. That picks up another 1st down to this Jefferson County North team. Onega may have allowed over 45 first downs here this season, allowing an average of 21 points per game. Here they have allowed a total of 96 points this season. 6 yards on the play. It's a official 6-yard carry. So it will be marked as third and inches here for the Jefferson County Chargers at the Omega 45-yard line. This is a huge moment here defensively for the Onega Buffaloes. And here the referees are still discussing. This is the second time they've discussed whether a marking is correct or not, but they're going to stick with it. It's the third and inches at the 45 in Onega territory. JCN looking to pick up the first down. Two in the backfield, joining alongside Will Lyons. The handoff to Knoll. Knoll's got the first down with ease, and he is taken down at the 40-yard line. It's a 5-yard carry for Merrick Knoll. Merrick Knoll, well over 20 yards rushing here on this game. He is and feeling himself well here. JCN's in the hurry up right now. They're quickly back up at the line at the Onega 40. It's a first down and 10. Will Elias, he's got the keeper here. He's got to block the outside edge. He's going to skip past the 45 to the 30. Excuse me, the 35 to the 30 and mark down at the 31-yard line. That was enough for a 9-yard pickup for Will Elias. That is his 7th carry of the game. Currently leading this game in carries. And came in tonight for the JCN Chargers leading that team in carries. He's got well over 50 rushes this season. Second down and 1. Ball at the Onega 31-yard line. JCN with it. 8:41 left to go in the first half. JCN leads 12-0. Trips out to the left side. It's going to be a pitch out to Cahill. Cahill takes a juke move to the outside hash marks, and he is put down on the far side boundaries near the 25-yard line, but there are flags and plenty of dirty laundry that was just sprinkled onto the field near the middle far hash marks at the 22. We'll see. That's, again, in the defensive backfield. Could be here on Onega. It's pointed potentially. Well, actually, no. They change it. They point towards JCN. And it's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So that brings up here a second down and 4 for JCN at the Onega 34-yard line. So technically really only going back here 3 yards. Not much of a price to pay, but we'll see how much really comes back to bite JCN again. Second down and 4. It's a handoff to Knoll right up the middle. He's still up on his feet, and he is brought down very close to the first down marker at the 30-yard line. This JCN team, they have just rushed and huffed and blown the defensive line down here for the Onega Buffaloes. JCN, they have been running hard and strong, and the referees now here is signaling the first down signal down the field. Another 5-yard carry for Merrick Knoll. First and 10. Ball at the Onega 30. JCN working with it. Elias, another handoff up the A gap. Putting some moves on display. Down inside the 20 is Merrick Knoll. Knoll downing inside the Onega red zone. Believe it or not, this is JCN's first time being in Onega's red zone tonight. They have scored both of their scoring plays from the Onega 24-yard line. It's a first down and 10 for JCN at the Onega 19-yard line. 7:38 left to go in the second quarter. 12-0, JCN leads, looking to tack on a third score. But a timeout, the second timeout used of the half year by Onega, trying to get that defensive alignment corrected here. It's a huge red zone stance that the Onega Buffaloes are going to have to hold. 7:35 left to go in the first half. 12-0, JCN leads, looking to add on another touchdown here at the Onega 19-yard line.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Kansaland Radio.
You're tuned in to the MSU Sports Radio Network, your 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. I'm Brendan Proffitt, Kirk Hillman, back in studio. 7:35 left to go in the first half. It's 12-0. The Jefferson County Chargers lead here on the road in this Class 1A District 3 matchup. JCN first and 10 at the Onega 19-yard line. Onega to sprint their second time out here the first half. Again, 12-0. JCN leads, looking to tack on a third score of this game. Bunch set offense here. It's a handoff right up the middle to Merrick Knoll, and he's going to go forward for about 2 yards. So tightening up the offense here is JCN. Again, this is the first time they've been within the 20-yard line. Onega, both are scoring plays have been from the Onega 24-yard line. Ryder Colterman on the tackle, bringing down Knoll. It was a 4-yard carry for Knoll. It's second down and 6 now at the 15-yard line. It's a bad snap, but the ball gets picked up and handed up the middle to Knoll once more. And Knoll will just go forward for a gain of 2. It'll bring up now a 3rd down and 4 here. And now here, Will Elias was on the carry. That is his 8th carry of the game now. 6:40 to go here in this second quarter. 12-0 is the score. JCN leads. And, well, another timeout gets taken here by the Jefferson County Chargers. That's their second timeout of the half, both teams with one left in their pocket. 6:38 left to go in the second quarter. 12-0, JCN leads. They're at the Onega 16-yard line at 3rd down and 7. We'll be back right after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA. 6:38 remains here the first half. 3rd down and 7 at the 16-yard line. JCN moving the ball with the lead in here. 12-0 over Onega. JCN just burnt their second time out of the half. Both teams with one left here in the back pocket. But as I mentioned, 3rd down and 7 here. A big one here for JCN. Will Elias emptying the backfield. He's sending a man in motion. Elias here, a keeper right up the middle. He's still on his legs. He stretches his arms past the 10-yard line. And the signal is, at least for now, a first down. This could bring up a 4th down and inches. We have seen so many 4th and 3rd down and inches in this game, and this may require the chain gang to come out. So, yep, the timeout is on the field here for a measurement, and with so many credit card-like deciders here for first down markers, I'm surprised this is the first time we've seen the chain gang get some work on their legs. So they come out, and as of right now, from where it looks here, this might be short here by a couple inches. I'll hold my horses here and see what the officials, they are looking at it. Near side official is saying short. Or they have 4 officials currently looking at it. And pointing here is the JCN side. And so 4th down. 4th down and inches. This is the 3rd time the Jefferson County Chargers have been met with a 4th down tonight. They have been unsuccessful already on 1 4th down conversion. They are 1 of 2. The one they converted was also a 4th and inches. It's a 4th and inches from the Onega 9-yard line. Picking up a 1st down here will put you 1st and goal if you're JCN. The Chargers here up 12-0 over Onega with the ball. 6:32 left to go here in this first half. Lots of noise here. There was also fireworks before this game. There was a lot of excitement here from this home crowd. Hoping they try to keep it here. No, man, he looks short. Will Elias, he is pointing for the 1st down marker. The near side and far side official are coming in. And no, he dove as soon as he got the ball. He was wrapped up immediately. And we may have to bring out the chain gang again just to mark whether or not this was a 4th down, a 4th and inches. And we will. This is back-to-back times here on consecutive plays. The chain gang is moving. Hopefully they got their Fitbits on because they're tracking a couple of miles from the sideline onto the field here. Not too often you have to measure a play. It's not too often you have to measure it back to back. This is huge. This decides if it's a first down or a turnover on downs. And the officials will mark it as a first down for the Jefferson County North Chargers. What a carry from Merrick Knoll. He was wrapped up at the line of scrimmage, but then supermanned it for the first down. A terrific extra bit of effort there to pick up the 1 inch needed for the first down. So it's a first and goal at the Omega 9-yard line. JCN working with it, 12-0. 6:10 left to go here. JCN with the lead, looking to tack on another score. Well, Elias keeping it. He's got a lead blocker, Knoll, in front of him. He's going to lower his shoulder pads within the 5-yard line. But he will be stopped short of the goal line. Cameron Kramer was on the tackle. That's his fourth tackle of the season. It was an 8-yard carry for Will Elias. And now JCN is at the Onega 1-yard line on a second down and goal with 5:30 to go here in the first half. Onega looking to go up 18-0 here. With the ball, Elias in shotgun, the single back set. He's going to hand this one off to Knoll, and Knoll, well, as soon as he falls into the end zone, two flags get thrown into the end zone. Well, that was immediate flag work by the far side official. Then you saw a little bit of a later flag come in from the backside judge. So it'd be interesting to see who this gets called on. If anything, it's potentially holding here on the offense. Well, the point is towards JCN, and that is holding. Well, that is massive here for Jefferson County North. They were set up on a second and goal from the 1-yard line, and now they are on second and goal from the 11. That is a huge holding penalty. The second holding penalty, the third holding penalty, I should say, that the Chargers have had in this first half. Second and goal from the 11. 5:21 to go here in the first half. JCN 12-0 looking for a third score. Will Elias dropping back. Quick pressure over the middle. Open man into the end zone. Stretching it is Knox Heston. Will Elias completing his second touchdown pass of this game. Here to his second separate receiver. A pass completion of 12 yards. For Will Elias, he has completed four passes here tonight, one of 18, 24, 24 yards, and 12. He has been going deep with the ball. It's 18-0 here. JCN looking for the two-point conversion. Elias stepping back over the middle once more. It's Rex Furman, and he has entered the end zone. Excuse me, it's Knox Heston, who just had the touchdown. Furman, he was over the middle of the field. And now it is 20-0, the Jefferson County North Chargers lead over Onega with 5:11 to go in the second quarter. We're back right after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's time for the style you want. If you're running out of room in your home, it's time to talk to Morton about a new building. From basic storage buildings to garages that complement your home, Morton will work with you from concept through completion to ensure your project runs smoothly and results in a quality building. Call 785-364-4177 to speak with your local sales consultant or check out their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's time for the style that you want at Morton Buildings, 1 mile north of Holton on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Oh yeah, here for the Jefferson County Chargers as they are the ones here leading over the Onega Buffaloes. 5:11 to go here in this first half. It's 20-0. JCN with the lead here. Kickoff to the Onega Buffaloes. It gets returned by Cameron Kramer up to the 35-yard line from the 30-yard line. So this is Onega's fourth possession of the game. Their second here of the second quarter. They started this quarter with the ball after forcing a turnover on downs from JCN, but JCN, a 54-yard drive capped off by Will Elias' second touchdown pass of the game. 5 minutes, 6 seconds left to go here, the first half. 20-0, JCN leads. Onega here with the ball. It's a first and 10 here, JCN at their own 36-yard line with 5:06 left to go. Onega, they have only picked up one first down in this game. It was on their second drive, which resulted in a fumble at the JCN 40. And here, a quickly blown whistle from the near side official. They are going to get offside on the Jefferson County North defense. I believe jumping off sides was Kyle Burnett, the sophomore. Ryder Coulterman able to use the hard count to draw a man off sides on the Chargers side. This is a strong JCN defense on that defensive line. You got some great players, Cash Warner, Easterday, Kelly, Navinsky, Furman, in the secondary, Van Dyke, Elias, Cahill, Dawson, Lindsay, and the linebacker core, Merrick Nolan, Knox Heston. Here, first down and 5. Ryder Coulterman handing it off in the backfield. That is to Josh Daniels, and he is forward for a carry of 3 yards. It brings up a second down and 2. Ball at the Onega 44-yard line. Onega with the control of the ball here. Josh Daniel, that's just his third carry of the game. He's got 3 carries here for 14 yards rushing on the season. He's got 41 carries for over 200 yards rushing. He's also got 3 receptions for 10 yards and 2 touchdowns. Both of the touchdowns coming from the air. 2nd and 2 from the 44. Nigga in their own territory, looking to pick up the first down here. It's another handoff to Josh Daniels. Daniels powering forward. And that'll be the second first down picked up of the game here for the Onega Buffaloes. It's a 3-yard carry for Josh Daniels. Merrick Knoll was on the tackle shortly after the first down was picked up by Josh Daniels. Daniels getting his first back-to-back carries here of tonight. He's the starting tailback here and senior leading tailback in this offense. There's actually 2 in the backfield here that are senior leaders, Josh Daniels and Gavin Coulterman. Both Gavin Coulterman and Ryder Coulterman brothers, and also both sons of Will Coulterman, the defensive coordinator here of the Onega Buffaloes. 1st and 10. Onega at their own 47-yard line. Here, Ryder Coulterman getting the play in. It's an empty backfield, trips out to the right side, and a false start on the offense. That is Jesse Miller lined up in the Y spot on the right side. That's the slot position. Just a little excited. He was noticing some communication on the near side from Ryder Coulterman and Josh Daniels, and I think he got a mix-up and thought he might have said, Ike. That was not the case. 1st and 15. JCN now at their own, or excuse me, Omega at their own 42-yard line. Ryder Coulterman in shotgun, trips out to the right side, swings to the left, empty backfield. Coulterman steps back, the 3-step drop back, a decisive strike over the middle. First down, or not first down, but where the original marker was for the original line of scrimmage, it's a 6-yard pass completion from Ryder Coulterman to Josh Daniels. That is the first completed catch here of the game for a negative receiver, and the first completed pass here for Ryder Coulterman. 2nd down and 9. Onega at their own 48-yard line. Ryder Coulterman will remain in the empty backfield. Trips down on the left side, swings out to the right. Coulterman will drop back here. He goes over the middle of the field, and it is dropped by Jesse Miller. He had a semi-open target. I won't say he was completely buck-free. Covering him was Christopher Knoll. It was tight coverage, but the ball did ricochet off the hands of Jesse Miller. That is the 2nd time we've seen a tough drop here on the Onega side. The first play of the game, Brett Caberline dropped what could have been a potential one-play touchdown, or at least a big gain. Third down and nine here at the 48, and in their own territory with the ball. Ryder Colchman with the flood concept rolling right side. He's got a man down the field, and it's dropped. It would have been a touchdown for Jesse Miller, but he drops the ball back-to-back times. He was wide open down the field. It was a great concept with the flush to the right side. Colchman on the move, placed it right where he needed to, but unfortunately there was a hole in the basket. And it goes down for an incompletion, and Ryder Colchman, he has dropped three really good balls in this game that have been dropped. It's now a fourth down and nine. Onega here at their own 48-yard line will have to punt. A very rough first half here for the Buffaloes. Onega up 20-0 with 2:43 left to go receiving this punt. It's Caberline here. It's going to be a high shank and boot that will spin and go negatively here for Onega. No one on the Buffalo side picked it up and let it go forward. And that works positively for JCN. They will start here at their own 41-yard line. Onega, their third time punting today. The Jefferson County Chargers with the lead 20-0 with 2:33 left to go here in the first half. JCN has it at their own 42-yard line. Well, as I mentioned, 2 minutes and 33 seconds to go. Again, be sure to stick around here for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on the Highland, cc.edu. We'll also have a couple of scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Here, empty back, in shotgun with two in the backfield is Will Elias for JCN. First and 10 at the 42-yard line. Will Elias has dropped behind the 40-yard line. A huge tackle for loss. Taking him down was Luke Pale. That was Pale's second tackle for loss this season. His 20th tackle of the year is a 2-yard loss for Will Elias. The first time Will Elias has went backwards today. If you're Onega, when you go to the second half, that is probably one of your keys that you want to tell your team. If you want your team to start forcing JCN to go backwards here on the sticks. Well, Onega will call their final timeout here in the first half with 1:57 left to go in the second quarter. It's 20-0, JCN with the lead and the ball here. Second down and 12 at their own 40-yard line. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Kansaland Radio.
A minute 57 before we get to the halftime show and the halftime here down at Onega, Kansas. It's the Jefferson County North Chargers, though, that are leading over Onega 20-0 with 1:57 left to go here in this first half. Onega just burnt their last timeout here in this first half. JCN still with one timeout remaining. It's a second down and 12. JCN at their own 40-yard line. Will Elias, he has commanded this offense well. We'll have some stats at the half for both teams. Trips out to the right side. Doubles out to the left. Will Elias in the empty backfield. He drops back. Two-step drop back. Surveys left here and throws short of his intended receiver in Nick Cahill. After the incompletion, it brings up a third down and 12. That is his fourth passing completion of the day. He is now 4 of 8 passing, but he's got 2 passing touchdowns and well over 70 yards passing. 1:53 left to go here in the second quarter. 20-0, JCN leads, 3rd and 12 from their own 40. Huge crowd energy on the near side here. This homecoming crowd for Onega. And a flag gets thrown. This could be a false start against the JCN offense. And no, it's going to be an offside against the Onega defense. That is a huge penalty. That'll bring up a 3rd down and 7. Being converted from the 3rd and 12. and they are roughly committing 8 penalties a game. About 3 in this first half. They've all been small ones, though, just offside penalties. Nothing major. 3rd and 7. JCN at their own 45-yard line. 3rd and 5, dropping back Elias over the middle. It's caught by Heston, and Heston gets brought down over the 45-yard line to the 43-yard line. He was taken down by the Onega Xavier Burgess. He's had over 30 tackles on the season. Well, this one, not so fast, JCN. Onega says that first down will come back as there was a holding against the Chargers. That is the 4th holding call in this first half against Jefferson County North.
10 yards from the spot.
And at the 10-yard from the spot foul, it makes it a 3rd down and 17. The holding was when Will Elias was moving around, shifting himself in the pocket. So this is a major must get and go for it defensive moment here for Onega. 3rd down and 17. JCN from their own 43-yard line. Will Elias dropping back. He airs it out down the field, but he overshoots his receiver in Brody Van Dyke. That was his first target of tonight. He's only got 4 receptions up this season for barely 40 yards and a touchdown. He overshoots his target, and now it's a 4th down and 17. JCN at their own 35-yard line. That'll give Onega the ball here with at least a 1:30 left to go this first half. Down 20-0, but no timeouts remaining here. Here, Will Elias on the punt. Back to return it is Ryder Colchin, but it doesn't get to him. Instead, it makes a hard stop at the Onega 38-yard line. Solid starting field position for the Buffaloes. And the first time, they forced a punt out of the Jefferson County North Chargers. So far, the Onega defense has forced a turnover on downs as well as a punt here, but they have given up 3 touchdowns. This Onega offense has went punt, fumble, punt, punt. And this is their 5th possession of the game coming up here with exactly 1:30 left to go here in the second quarter, down 20-0 to JCN. If you're Onega, best case scenario is here you take some points before the half and build some momentum. Onega, they will receive to start the second half here. Ball at the Onega 38-yard line. Moving with the ball here is the Buffaloes. 1st and 10, Ryder Colton outside, rolling out. He's got an intended target to Josh Daniels. And Daniels drops the ball. That is the 4th drop here today on the Onega side, and 3 straight drops here as well. This has been really a tough break here for the freshman quarterback and Ryder Colchman. And just like when you refer to sometimes the NFL, when you got a rookie quarterback in, you always point at the receiver saying, you got to give the guy a break. You got to make some big plays for him. You got to make it a little easier. Well, you got a freshman quarterback back there, and all the leaders here on this team with some crucial drops. Looking to fix that here, hopefully in the second half for Nega. That's 2nd down and 10 after the incompletion. 1:24 left to go here in the first half. It's a handoff to Josh Daniels, and it will be a carry of just a yard. A tackle was made by Trevor Kelly, the senior from JCN. The JCN team that has 5 seniors, 6 juniors, 12 sophomores, and 8 freshmen. They'll have a really great looking upper class coming up here. 54 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. The clock is rolling. Onega taking all the time in the world here to get this play in. 3rd down and 8. Onega at their own 40-yard line. Twins to the left side. Single out to the right. 2-back set. Ryder Colchman will keep this. He will bust out to the right side. And he will fall down a little bit past the 50-yard line. There is a flag in the defensive backfield. This could be a face mask or defensive penalty. If it is, well, if you're Onega, you are probably changing the gears in your mind. You're saying, okay, we should probably start hurrying up the offense. We're past the 50, potentially maybe even past the 40. We need to get back into a scheme here to take some points before this first half ends. Well, the officials here are talking about the flag, and it's going to come back here against the Onega Buffaloes. It's going to be a holding call against Onega, so that's going to be a tough blow after the big first down past the 50-yard line. That will negate the first down and the huge 10-plus yard rush from Ryder Kolchman. It brings up a third down and 11. Onega here at their own 38-yard line with 31.6 seconds left to go here in the first half. No timeouts here for Onega. One timeout on JCN. And here the clock will run. 18 seconds left to go. And I think Onega is just going to try to run this ball out and get this to halftime, 20-0 with 10 seconds remaining. Ryder Kolchman in shotgun, a chance for a last second play. And Kolchman is apprehended at the defensive line, coming in for the tackle, Knox Heston, as well as Merrick Knoll from the outside linebacker position. Well, that will conclude the first half here. Onega on their fifth drive of the game, not able to go much of anywhere. JCN heading into the halftime positively up 20-0 here in this Class 1A District 3 matchup. Again, 20-0, JCN leads over Onega. We'll be right back after this, and we'll come back here for our Highland Halftime Show here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. You're tuned into our 19.1 KMZ. Game of the week, we've reached the halftime section of our broadcast. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, on the highlandcc.edu. The Jefferson Kynor Chargers leading this 1A District 3 matchup here between the Onega Buffaloes and the Jefferson Kynor Chargers. JCN up 20-0 after the first half here. Again, JCN, they put up 12 points in the first quarter. They put up just 8 points in the second quarter. Will Elias here with 3 touchdowns on the game. He's got a rushing touchdown as well as 2 passing touchdowns in the first half. Will Elias dominating with 78 yards passing, completing 4 of 8 passes, 2 passing touchdowns, 51 yards rushing off 10 total carries, and 1 rushing touchdown. Will Elias as electric as always and not able to be contained here from this Onega offense. And here looking at the Onega side right now, Ryder Kolchman, he is 1 of 5 passing for just 6 yards. All of those passes, by the way, were drops. And they weren't just small drops, they were huge drops. Two of them that could easily put up 14 points, 12 or 14 points on the board here for this Onega team. So again, in this second half, Onega, the main thing here that Luke Baxter was probably telling his team is, guys, we've got to stop going against ourselves here. That fumble on the second possession of the game, getting a gift at the 48-yard line, just cannot happen. And the defense has done well. They've only given up three touchdowns in the first half. They forced turnover on downs as well as the punt. They've just been kind of playing in short field position due to the Onega offense. So a big thing here, if the offense can get going in the second half for Onega, they could start really finding some sparks of life. But if you're Jefferson County North, you're feeling very comfortable looking to try to jump up to 2-0 in this district play. Again, JCN currently up 20-0 over Onega. Here, more halftime coverage continues on 2.1 KMZA right after this.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job. It's a tradition. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Hello, this is Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank in Holton. These next months are a special time of year for our farmers in Kansas as the growing season ends and the harvest season begins. We want to remind everyone to practice safety and patience when traveling the roads this fall. When combines, grain carts, tractors, and other farm machinery are on the move, it is important to slow down, be patient, and share the road respectfully.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, again, you're listening to our halftime show, Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, on the highlandcc.edu. Also, here we have our scoring updates, brought to you by Holt's House Auto House in Fairview, because when this update your vehicle. How many Holt's House vehicles have you seen today? Go online at HoltsHouseAutoHouse.com. Again, Jefferson County Chargers here up 20-0 over the Onega Buffaloes here for the Buffaloes homecoming night in a 1A District 3 matchup. Both these teams right now 1-0 in district. looking for a win. But again, let's go over some other aerial scores here around our Northeast Kansas broadcasting area. Halftime between Jefferson West and Holton. Jeff West leads 21 over the Holton Wildcats. Sabetha leads 27-0 over ACCHS. And Trellia over Marhill Mount Academy over on 93.7 K Radio with Scouts. That is 21-0. Currently with Brandon Zettman, or otherwise known as B-Tad. He is on the 103.9 KMZA game. That is currently 22-0. Troy leading over Donovan West. Mound City currently leading 36 over East Atchison, 14. Also, halftime on the Silver Lake Channel. Silver Lake over Baldwin, 13-7. Halftime over at the Hiawatha Channel. Currently, Hayden leads 29-0. Again, we have a huge broadcasting schedule of nights with KMZA, KMZA, Care Radio, the Holton, the Betha, Hiawatha, Cobra, and Silver Lake Channel. This is great games all around here. Be sure to, again, keep in touch with all of our aerial actions. And again, if you're out of the listening area for a radio game, always download our MSC radio app so you can pick up any station anywhere at any time. So again, here we are approaching quickly to the second half. We got about 5 minutes, 30 seconds until the start of it. JCN leads 20-0 over the Onega Buffaloes. I mentioned that a little earlier that Will Elias is unstoppable with currently well over 130 yards of offense and 3 touchdowns. He's 78 yards in the air, completing 4 of 8 passes for 2 scores, 61 yards on the ground, as well as a rushing touchdown. Will Elias, last season against Onega, he rushed for 200 yards and no scores. And, well, again, back-to-back years here, he is just continuing to do his best here on the gridiron against Onega. But I mentioned, for keys here in the second half, Onega's got to have ball security. They got to keep the ball clean, and they got to make the big plays. They had only 1 turnover in the first half, which is good, but they did punt the ball 3 times because of unfortunate drops. Ryder Coulterman went 1 of 5 in the first half on pass completions, and all 4 of those incompletions were because of drops. And some of them were, and actually, in fact, 3 were back-to-back-to-back drops, and 2 of those drops could have arguably went for huge yardage or potentially even touchdown. So you could be looking at a totally different game right now with way different momentum. Unfortunately, again, Onega just slightly getting in their own way here, but Luke Baxter, he's done a great job here so far this season coaching this team, and he's going to look to get it on track here in this second half. Get Onega 2-2 on the season, 1-0 in districts, JCN 4-0 overall as well in the NKKL, and they are also 1-0 in districts. It's a huge district matchup between these two teams. The action for it continues here on the NBC Sports Super Network in the second half action. We're going to step aside here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back where the Onega Buffaloes will be set to receive in the second half, down 20-0 to JCN. Again, second half action coming on the way here shortly on 92.1 KMZA.
Tristan Collins loves the detailed preparation of Holt House Auto House.
It was great. I kind of gave him a call, asked a couple questions, and made a trip down there, had it all ready and cleaned up, gave me a full history on it, and everything went really smooth. I would absolutely recommend them. Kind of got in and out, gave me all the information, and they have followed up since then to make sure everything's all right. I definitely recommend them.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for medical pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
I'm Dr. Jimenez, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time to remind everyone that early detection saves lives. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers among women, but with regular screenings like mammograms, we can catch it early when it's most treatable. If you're 40 or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when to get started screening. Here at Holton Community Hospital, we're proud to offer a range of breast cancer services, all available close to home. Whether it's screening, diagnosis, or treatment, our dedicated team is here to support you every step of the way.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here. Tonight, 2.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Credit Profit, and Kirk Hillman joining me from back in studio. Here getting this coverage here at T. Second half action on the way. It's Class 1A District 3 play between the Onega Buffaloes and the Jefferson County North Chargers. The first half concluded 20-0. JCN, they sparked with 12 points in the first quarter, put up 8 points in the second. Will Elias, so far, a tremendous night, 78 yards passing, 4 of 8, 2 touchdowns, 61 yards rushing, and a rushing score as well. The other one here, the notable, other notable player to mention here tonight for JCN on the run game has been Merrick Knoll, who currently sits at 9 total carries. He has rushed for well over 20 yards in this game so far. And then on top of that, you have Christopher Knoll, who's been a primary target in the passing game. He has caught here over 40 yards receiving in this game. Has not caught a receiving touchdown, but he is currently the leading receiver here for the Jefferson County North Chargers. We got 2 minutes and 15 seconds before second half action, so again, we're keeping things here for just a quick moment. Again, getting you ready for that second half action between the Omega Buffaloes and Jefferson County North Chargers. It's a good time to remind everybody that our post-game show will be after this game concludes, brought to you by View Outdoor Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BeOutdoors.com. We'll also have our Player of the Game segment, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, which is where we at, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit the bank with Farmers.com. Again, leading you guys up here to the second half on 92.1 KMVA. So far, an electrifying season here for the Jefferson County North Chargers. They start off with a win over Marhill Mount Academy 40-0. They beat Horton 48-0. Oskaloosa 38-0. And put a beating on Pleasant Ridge last Friday 50-12. But they exited out of league play to continue district play here against Onega tonight. There are 3 teams undefeated in district play tonight. There's Jackson Heights, JCN, and Onega. Jackson Heights, they are, well, probably taking care of right now. Pleasant Ridge is who they are facing. That game on the Cobra Channel. Dan Shoup with coverage on there. On the season, JCN up next. They'll have Valley Falls, McLeod, and Jackson Heights. That last game of the year, by the way, be sure to mark that on your calendars. That is a potential undefeated versus undefeated team. As I mentioned, potential undefeated versus undefeated matchup going into that week. And on top of that, that would be a league and district decider. All of that, by the way, will be on 103.9 KMZ with Brandon Sappin. That'll be a great matchup Onega. Again, they got Jackson Heights next week. That game, if you want to listen to it or watch it, that will be on the Jackson Heights Cobra channel, courtesy of the MSU Sports Radio Network. And then Onega, they will finish out the season with Pleasant Ridge and McLeod. We are halfway through the season, folks. It has been a gorgeous and beautiful year so far for football weather, and man, we hope that it continues to stay that way. All right, we are ready and rocking and rolling for second half action here down at Omega. The Buffaloes set to receive here in the second half. They won the toss to begin the game. They deferred, electing to get it here in the second half. JCN leads 20-0, and they will kick right to left of your dial. That is west to east. Back deep to reserve is Caberline and Kale. Kicking off for Jefferson County North will be Will Elias. He is both the punter, the kicker, the quarterback, and defensive back, all for Jefferson County North. He is a Swiss Army knife. He is an all-you-can-wish-for utility player, and he has done it all today. He's just an overall great player. Not sure how much else I can really appraise him. Man, that is some incredible stuff that he is able to do out here on this football field. He's also our MSU Sports Player of the Week just a couple of weeks ago. His electrifying season of over 350 yards passing and well over 500 yards rushing last season, he nearly rushed for 1,000 yards as the commander-in-chief here of his team. He also passed for 590 yards and 15 total touchdowns. So again, he has got a lot on his resume coming into the senior year, and he's been well. Kickoff here, Elias kicking it deep here. Caberline hopples it and is able to pick it up past the 25 towards the 30 before laying his shoulder pads in to about the 33-yard line. Making the tackle was Jesse Knoll, the sophomore. So the Onega Buffaloes will start with the ball here on their sixth possession of the game. First and 10, Onega at their own 32-yard line. On our way here in the third quarter, 11:55 left to go. JCN 20, Onega 0. Onega trying to break the seal of the zero on the board and looking for their first points in this contest. Ryder Coltrane, 1 of 5 passing in that first half. 4 drops from his receivers. Hoping to get that cleaned up here to start this second half. Here, first play of the second half is a handoff to the middle of the Gavin Coltrane. And Coltrane will go forward for a carry of 7 yards. A big carry for Gavin Coltrane. Gavin Coltrane, he rushed well in that first half. He only had 1 carry, but it was 1 carry of 12 yards. Here he's got 2 carries for 19 yards on the game. It's now, a carry of 8 yards. Brings up a second down and 2. This Onega team held to within 30 yards of offense in that first half. They only picked up 2 total first downs. Second down and 7, Onega at their own 41-yard line. Here the bunch set offense. So 3 in the backfield. Another handoff up the middle. It's given right back to the fullback in Gavin Coltrane. And Gavin Coltrane will move the 6 from the 2-yard carry. He's now at 22 yards, rushing on the game off 3 carries. The tackle was made by Knox Heston. Heston, who has had a fabulous night offensively, he caught a 12-yard receiving touchdown in the second quarter for JCN. 10:48 left to go here in the third quarter. 20-0. JCN leads the Onega with the ball at their own 45. First and 10. Here it's going to be a handoff to the outside stretch. Left side towards the far hash mark. And the ball carrier was Josh Daniels. And it's a carry of a short gain of 3 yards. Knox Heston making back-to-back tackles for JCN. Second down now in 7. And I talked with Luke Baxter. A big thing here for this Onega team is trying to get a player like Daniels more consistent here in the running game. Second down and 7. They got their own 47-yard line. They've only been across the 50 once today. Same bunched offense. 3-back set, fullback, tailback, slot back. The handoff up the middle to Gavin Coulterman. And Coulterman will be wrestled down at the 50-yard line. It's the carry of 2 yards for Gavin Coulterman. 24 yards carrying now here on the game for the big man in the backfield. Also, brother of Ryder Coulterman. Got a senior and a freshman combo. Always love when you can have some sibling chemistry on a team. I feel like that always helps things go a little smoother in communication. Cameron Kamer comes off to the sideline here for Onega. Being substituted out. Third down and five from the 50. Onega working with the ball here. It's going to be a fake handoff. A keeper from Coulter. He's to the outside. He's to the far boundary. He picks up the first down. That's Onega's third first down of the game. It's spotted at the 44-yard line. This isn't the deepest Onega has went tonight, but it's the second deepest here they have been tonight. When they were around the 40-yard line on their second drive of the game, they had a bad snap from Keegan Vandenberg that resulted in a fumble. That second drive of the game, Onega, they were moving the ball. So a huge carry from Coulterman. Coulterman just his third carry of the game. First down and 10. Ball on the JCN 43-yard line. 8:46 left to go here in the third quarter. 20-0 JCN leads. Onega trying to get on the board. Pump fake. Ball down the field. Cameron Kramer wide open, but unfortunately aired out too far down the field. Ryder Coulterman was hoping that Cameron Kramer was going to speed up a little bit and fade out to the near side hash marks, but unfortunately kind of left his route a tad bit early. But in the coverage area, nice and tight there, was Nick Cahill. So after the incompletion, which is the first incompletion, by the way, that Ryder Coulterman hasn't had a drop pass. That time it just went a little too long. Ryder Coulterman is now 5 of 6 with 6 yards passing. Second down at 10. Mega at the JCN 43-yard line. 3 in the backfield. It's a handoff right up the middle to Gavin Coulterman, and he recreates a bowling ball maneuver and barrels forward for a big 5-yard carry. They'll actually move the ball a yard back here. Originally it was 5 yards. They spot it about a half yard back. So it'll be a gain of 4 for Gavin Coulterman. He has already had a productive drive. He has been given the ball 4 times on this drive for 16 yards. He's now at well over 30 yards rushing on this game. Third down and 6. Onega at the JCN 39. First time tonight they've drove this far down the field. Pitch the outside, Josh Daniels. It's going to pick up 3 yards, but it will remain way short of the first down. This will be a crucial fourth down for the Onega Buffaloes. They have yet tonight encounter a fourth down. This is the first time. There's a carry of 3 for Josh Daniels. Fourth down and 3. Ball at the JCN 36. The farthest Onega has driven tonight. They don't want to be red-lighted here. Twins out to the right side. Single out to the left. Ryder Coulton. Fourth down and 3. Here. It's going to be a flood to the right side. Coulterman staying up on his feet. He touches 2 defenders. Makes a juke move. Oh, first down. Ryder Coulterman at the 30-yard line. Giving his best impression of a washing machine, cycling in the middle of the field. And with some huge moves, Ryder Coulterman picks up the first down. A carry of 5 yards for Ryder Coulterman. And that will pump it up, pump it jam to the near side Omega crowd, getting them a little excited here for their probably their arguably biggest play made of this game. On the fourth down and 3. First and 10 from the JCN 29-yard line. 7 minutes left to go here. The third quarter, 20-0. JCN leads. Ryder Coulterman with the ball here for Onega. Drops this one deep down the field. It's a Luke Pale. There's some near side calls for pass interference, but no flag on the field. It was intended for Pale, but the coverage was locked from Nick Cahill. So it goes down as an incompletion for Coulterman. That is his 7th pass attempted. Now, 1 of 7 on passes, but I would still reiterate this and say it. I would not shy away from the pass here if you're Onega. If you can see it in the defensive scheme that you can drop your quarterback back and make a throw, I'd say go ahead and do it. Second down and 10 here. Here, Coltsman hands the ball to Josh Daniels, following some of his blockers. He's still on his feet. He's able to punch it out. Oh, and down at the 15-yard line. It looked like he had busted out for a touchdown. I held my lips, though, and waited to see if he was able to escape the contact. It's a 16-yard carry for Josh Daniels, the biggest carry tonight for Onega. And they are moving and grooving here on this possession. Onega, with 6:50 to go in the third quarter, down 20-0 to JCN, are now in the JCN red zone for the first time tonight. Buffalo's trying to rip the seal off of the scoreboard here and break the egg. First and 10 from the 13 in JCN territory. Here, Ryder Coulterman. It's a handoff up the middle to Gavin Coulterman. He stretches within the 10-yard line. He is down at the 6-yard line. It'll be a carry of 4 for Gavin Coulterman. Brings up a second down. Second and 4 is a carry of 6. Brett Caberline coming off to the near sideline here for Onega. Coming in with the play for Onega is Luke Pale. Second down and 4. Ball at the JCN 6-yard line, the deepest that Onega has driven tonight. A team that is averaging just 15.5 points per game this season. They have scored 62 total points this year. They scored 32 points last week against Valley Falls. Coltsman, a keeper, right up the middle. Just going right off his center's back for the carry. It'll go forward for 2 yards for Ryder Coltsman. Not quite using that brotherly shove. Just trying to do it himself on a quarterback keeper right up the A-gap between the center and the guard off to the right side. Third down and 3 now from the JCN 5-yard line. You are in 2-down territory if you are Onega. Make this one manageable or pick up the first down. Trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Can Onega do it? Third and 3 from the 5. It's inside. I believe it was Gavin Coulterman, and it was. And it will be enough for the first down. It is short of the goal line by just a couple of yards. That will remove the chain gang. A host of Chargers making the tackle. And now it's a first and goal for Onega. Out on the JCN 3-yard line, and Onega a couple of yards away from punching their ticket for their first touchdown of today. Coming in from the sideline is Cameron Kramer with the play call here. Kramer, he's got one touchdown of the year off one reception for 45 yards. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to go this third quarter. It's 20-0, and Onega, they have nearly taken 8 minutes off the board here in this third quarter. What an impressive drive if they can secure it with the touchdown. Coulterman gets the handoff, and he's into the end zone. And that is a touchdown for the Onega Buffaloes from 3 yards out. Gavin Coulterman with the rushing touchdown, and Onega finally getting themselves up on the board for the first time tonight. It's 20-6, 4:19 left to go here in the third quarter. JCN still leads, but Onega, they get the egg off the board and start the scoring in the third quarter. Nearly taking 8 minutes off the clock here on their sixth possession of the game. JCN still hasn't gotten the ball yet in the second half, and Ryder Coltsman on the two-point conversion sends it into the end zone, and now Onega's only down 12 points, 20-8, with 4:19 to go in the third quarter. Man, what an incredible drive for Onega. We're back right after this. JCN set to get the ball back, still up 20-8 with 4:19 to go in the third quarter.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online.
Plus, HCC, has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got 18 ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes. Kansaland Radio.
Well, Onega arguably just had one of their best drives this entire season, a drive which required a 4th-and-3 third down conversion. Onega picked it up. A drive capped off by a 3-yard rushing touchdown by Gavin Coltzman. It makes it a 12-point game. JCN up 20-8 with 4:19 to go in the third quarter. More importantly, Onega burned 7 minutes and 36 seconds of clock in the third quarter. JCN still has yet to even get the ball back. Here it's a short kick to Knox Heston, who gets the ball up to the 46-yard line. And that's where JCN will start here on their sixth possession of the game. With 4:14 left to go, up 20-8. Jefferson County North on their last possession punted the ball. Right before that, though, they had a touchdown. And before that, a turnover on down. JCN has scored on their first two possessions of the game, but since our last three possessions, have only scored one touchdown. The Megas defense has been tightening up here. Two tight ends lined up to the right side here for JCN as the Twins right. Here, Noble gets the handoff for the first and 10. He busts a move. He's past the 40-yard line in a huge carry of 15 yards for Merrick Knoll. Ryder Colterman, the safety, having to come down to make the tackle on Merrick Knoll. There's a 15-yard carry, as I mentioned, for Merrick Knoll. He has had a terrific night. Over 40 yards rushing. First and 10 at the 40-yard line. JCN in Onega territory. Here Knoll gets brought down quickly. Monty Meyercourt, the junior, making the tackle. That is his 21st tackle of the season. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 now. JCN still here at the Onega 39-yard line. The second down and 10. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. 20-8 is the score. JCN with the lead and the ball. Will Elias in shotgun. Single back set. And here is that snap. The ball's on the ground. And Will Elias just launches himself onto it. Originally, Will Elias, for a second, thought his running back, Knoll, was going to hop onto it, but he did not. Elias making the quick decision to fall onto it. It's a loss of 4 yards. They're going to say it's a loss of 2 yards. It doesn't look like the chain gang's on the same page here before the refs spot the ball. It'll be a third down and 12. Ball at the 42-yard line. In Onega territory. It's a quick throw to the flat side. A huge tackle by Luke Pale. Taking down Brody Van Dyke. And that brings up a fourth down and long. The pass goes nowhere. And it remains a... You're now a 4th down and 12. And CN will elect to go for it. 4th and 12 from the Onega 42. Can Onega get the stop? Elias dropping back. Pressure's in his face. He throws down the field. And if this is caught, it looks like it is still short of the first down. It was intended for Christopher Knoll. It is caught by Christopher Knoll, but do they call it the first down for JCN? Well, I'm trying to confirm here, and so they called it a completed catch, and it's a turnover on downs officially, so had to wait a little bit on that. Christopher Knoll was short by just a half a yard from the first down. So JCN turns it over on downs to start their first possession of the second half with 2:13 left to go here in this third quarter. Onega getting it back down 20-8 on their own 30-yard line. First down and 10. It's a handoff right up the middle. And Gavin Kolchman getting another carry on the play. It's a kick of 4. Brings up now a second down and 6 to go. Ball is now at the Onega 34-yard line. And Kolchman only had one carry in that first half. And some may argue that may be kind of why that offense was as stagnant as it was. But here he's got 8 carries in the second half already. And he has been electric, already with a touchdown over 30 yards rushing. Ryder Kolchman, it's a handoff right up the gut. This one bashed forward by Josh Daniels. A carry of 4 yards forward. Well, Elias making the tackle. It brings up a third down and 1. Ball now on the Onega 39-yard line. Onega starting to run the rock here very efficiently in this second half. More importantly, you got two of your big backs, that Jeff Schneider, the head coach of JC and Keydon in the pregame segment, as he said, you got to tackle him. You got to tackle Kolchman. You got to tackle Daniels. Well, right now, JC has been able to rope the Buffalo. Hand off up the middle, and Kolchman is met swiftly. This might bring up a fourth down in inches. We have seen the chain gang come out two times tonight, but no need for a chain gang. The first down is Mark, a big 1-yard rush for Kolchman, and Onega. Onega has been in the same offense here in the second half also. They have run a 3-back set, full back, split back, behind the quarterback and pistol. It's a very bunched offense, 1st and 10, handoff up the middle, right up the gut, back to Gavin Kolchman. Gavin Kolchman on a 2-yard carry, a host of Chargers to make the tackle. Ball spotted around the 45-yard line. Officially, the 43 is where it gets marked. Kolchman, a 2-yard carry. It's a 2nd down and 8, and time expires here at the end of the third quarter. It has been all Onega in the third quarter. They have been off to the right start. They are only down 20-8, entering quarter number 4 with the ball on a 2nd down and 8 at their own 43-yard line. Again, JCN leads here, 40-8, here on MSC Sports Radio Network, entering the fourth.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the first half was all JCN with 20-0 entering the first half conclusion, but that third quarter was all Onega. We enter the fourth quarter, Onega with the ball down 20-8, start of the fourth. Onega with the ball, 2nd and 8 from their own 43-yard line. It's a handoff to Josh Daniels, and Daniels falling forward on the near side hashes, in between the hashes and the numbers. And Brody Van Dyke was on the tackle. Daniels, a rush of 4 yards. It's now a 3rd down and 3 for the Onega Buffaloes on their own 47-yard line. That last drive, Onega, they convert a massive 4th down and 3, driving a whole wave of 8 yards down the field in 8 minutes to score in that third quarter. It's Gavin Kolchman who got the touchdown. 3rd down and 3 at the 47. Handoff up the middle to Kolchman, and he is just a bruiser in this second half. looking to have enough for the first down. As we're waiting the far side official, and the signal is, it'll be short. It's a fourth down here for Onega. It's a carry of three for the fullback, Coulterman, but Onega will be required to convert back-to-back fourth downs on back-to-back drives to keep this game close and to keep this game going. It has been all Onega momentum here in this second half. You kind of think back on that first half, if you take away all those drops, this would be one close game between these two teams. It's fourth and inches at the 50. Onega with the ball, the handoff to Coulterman, and he is stuffed! JCN crowding the backfield with the major turnover on downs. The biggest play of the game from the Jefferson County North side. They have been stagnant in this second half, but that was the spark the Chargers needed. And now they are all chargered up at the 50-yard line with 10 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here this fourth quarter. JCN still with the 12-point lead, 20-8. For the first time, Onega had turned it over today. Their first time not converting a fourth down. They were around 1 of 2. JCN takes over. First and 10 at the Onega 49-yard line. Pitch outside. Lead block here is Will Elias. He's blocking for his running back in Cahill. And Cahill's got a downhill carry of 5 yards. Deegan Vandenberg was on the tackle. That brings up a third down and 5. Ball now at the Onega 45-yard line. That was the fourth carry of the game for Cahill. He is now at 15 yards rushing on the game off 4 carries. Here Will Elias. He'll get the rush here on the second down and 5. Breaks the tackle. Bust out near side towards the 35-yard line before being dragged down by Deegan Vandenberg. Huge play by Keegan Vandenberg, or else Will Elias will have been throwing out a peace sign and headed all the way towards the end zone. But there is a flag down on the play. JCN had 4 holding calls in the first half, and this may just be their 5th of the game. And that'll be the case. Jefferson County North with their 5th holding call of the game against the offense. They have had so many holding calls all against their offense in this game. They have been fortunate enough to not have too many of them bite them too hard. This one could be costly. It's now a second down and 10. JCN back at the Onega 49-yard line. Sending it, Christopher Nolan motioning. Will Elias with the keeper. The outside edge puts on a move. Almost loses the ball, but keeps it shouldered into the right side bicep and falls down at the 40-yard line. Will Elias here short of the first down by just a yard. It's a 9-yard gain for Will Elias. Well, now the mark is going to look a little different here. It seems that they've changed it to be a little closer to the 39-yard line on the Onega side, and just like many more times tonight, we have seen so many measurements, and I believe the officials will call for another one. Our third measurement timeout of this game. I have yet to see one this entire season up to this point, and we have seen it 3 times. Well, tell you what, that chain gang, they have been getting their steps in here today. They have done an excellent job. And the officials, they've done a great job here marking and keeping an eye on where this ball is. And here a save, first down for the Jefferson County North Chargers. JCN first and 10 at the Onega 40-yard line. 9:22 left to go here in this fourth quarter. 20-8, JCN leads. Looking to tack on their fourth score of the game. They have yet to take a visit to the end zone since the second quarter. Split backfield. Will Elias in shotgun. It's a handoff to Knoll. Runs out to his left side. and he will head forward for about 5 yards on the carry. And Merrick Knoll on his 10th carry of the game. Xavier Burgess on the tackle. It's a 5 yard carry, brings up second down and 5. Ball now on the Onega 35 yard line. JCN. Wide split to the right side and left. Double back set. And here a substitution adjustment for Onega. They will put in here Kathan Kaberlein and sub out Monty and Meyercourt, the junior. Second down and 5 on the Onega 34. And we have a flag with the near side judge pointing towards the defense. It is an offsides call against the Buffaloes. That should be enough for the first down. It's a second down and 5. So looking on where this official is marking it towards, it will be enough. It will now be a first and 10 for JCN at the Onega 30-yard line. Third time Onega has been caught offsides here today. JCN first and 10. Off the Onega 34. Onega showing blitz from 3 different people. They send the house. Able to get to the outside and brought down at the 25-yard line is Nick Cahill. And that was a huge tackle by Rutger Kulturman that just saved a touchdown because it was an all-out commit from the Onega defense. Easily sending 7. But since everyone went in towards the middle, it gave a wide open hole for Cahill to bust it out to the right side. But it's a carry of none. Second down and 5 from the 35. Excuse me, the carry of 5. Second down and 5 now. Noel here, the carry. Noel good enough for the first down. And man, he is moving and grooving through contact. A carry of 14 yards. For Merrick Knoll, both him and Will Elias tie for both 11 carries on this game. Knoll crowding well over 50 rushing yards on this contest. And a timeout will be called here from Onega. They had to make a correction. Originally, they pointed to JCN here. Now they point to Onega. So Onega calls a timeout with 7:38 left to go here in the match. It's 20-8. JCN leads first and 10 on the Onega 11. Be right back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network here. Rocking and rolling week number 5. District play action on here at the 92.1 KMZ Radio. You are tuned into 20-8. JCN leaves with 7:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. JCN with the ball at the Onega 11. First down and 10. Noel here with a big hole on the left side. He's reaching for the pylon. And he may just be marked short by a yard. He was. It picks up the first down. It's now a first and goal from the yard line, 1 yard line. And now with the most carries tonight, it's Merrick Knoll. Head coach Jeff Schneider kind of making the decision that his quarterback doesn't need that many reps here on the ground in this second half. And no, another carry here. He's throwing a couple of stiff arms, and he only needs a yard, and he gets it into the end zone. Merrick Knoll, last season, Knoll rushed for 100 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Onega team. Here he's well over 50 yards rushing and just 1 rushing score. 26-8. JCN leads over Onega, 7:19 remaining in this fourth quarter. In the second half, or at least the first 15 minutes, was all Onega. JCN quickly throwing the tide after making a huge stop at the 50-yard line on fourth down and one. Two-point conversion play is here no good. And it remains 26-8. JCN with the lead over Onega. 7:19 remaining here in the fourth quarter. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm current prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. 26-8, JCN leads. They just tapped their fourth score of the game on with 7:19 left to go here in this fourth quarter. It was Merrick Knoll who got into the end zone. It's a 49-yard drive that took 3 minutes for JCN. They were set up at the Onega 49-yard line after Onega failed to convert a fourth down and one. Here is the kickoff. And whistles blow immediately. Jesse Miller was looking to return it. And this is getting pointed here against the Chargers. So JCN will have to redo the kick here. Offsides on the kickoff. Not too often you get an offsides call on kickoff. I mean, again, you have 11 players who are all trying to at the same time run up with the kicker, and if just one of them get over that kicking line, which is now at the 35, before that kick goes off, you're going to draw the flag. 7:19 left to go. Onega getting the ball back here in the fourth and final quarter of this game. Down 26-8. It's a deep kick. Haberline picks it up on the far side. Now he's going to cut it back into the interior before being dropped down just slightly past the 30-yard line. Actually, for Onega, that was Blake Williams, the 6'1" sophomore. First time calling his name in this game. Solid return for the young man. It's a first down and 10. Onega at their own 32-yard line. Eighth possession of the game here for the Buffaloes. Down 26-8. Onega so far in the second half, touchdown, a turnover on downs. As I mentioned, they turned it over on downs at their own 49-yard line on fourth and inches. Gavin Coulterman stuffed in the backfield. Here's the handoff in the middle, and Coulterman, he's got a big run. A rush of 14 yards for Gavin Coulterman. He found a huge gap right up the A gap. And that'll spark some life here in Onega. And Coulterman, even if you know he's going to run right at you, you don't want him to. Gavin Coulterman is a staggering 5'10", 222 pounds, and a senior leader. He's a fullback that you do not want to get hit by. First and 10, Onega at their own 44-yard line. Here's another handoff to Coulterman, and just with all the wheelhouse power you can imagine from a senior player, Coulterman continues to churn his legs hard. A carry of two that time. It's now a second down and 8. Onega at their own 46-yard line. Coulterman leading this team in carries here with 14 carries in this game. for Onega. He's got 13 in the second half. He only had one carry for 12 yards in that first half. Here he has been the workhorse for Onega in half number two. Second and eight. Onega at their own 46-yard line. Flip that sec with the fullback. Here it's going to be a pitch to the outside. Ryder Colburn. He's actually going to fake the pitch. He's going to keep it. He's up on his leg. Makes an amazing juke move. And down at the 36-yard line. Oh, putting the stop in clean onto a near side defender. It is not very often you see a juke move pulled off that flawlessly by a freshman runner. And he gets excitement from his team. Again, he was rushing the near side, and he pulled a stop and lock on the defensive back, freezing him in place, and cut it right off of him, and rushed another 6 yards. That's impressive. That is utterly impressive here by that freshman quarterback. An incredible read there to hold that pitch option. He had Daniels on the left side, but he saw that he had the hole. That was a huge carry for him, and now a pass all the way down the field. It's Caberline, and Caberline catches it at the 10-yard line. The biggest catch tonight, 27 yards in the air for Onega from the JCN 37, now the JCN 10. And Ryder Colterman, the freshman, is leading the Onega Buffaloes down the field on a huge drive. Down 26-8 with 5:34 left to go here in this game. Have to punch the ball here in the end zone quickly in the next minute or so. First and 10 from the JCN 12. Colterman with it. Whistles will blow here as Colterman is stopped in the backfield. Coming through and making the tackle was Cash Warner, the freshman. Warner cashing in for a big tackle of loss for 2 yards. Second down and 12 now for Onega at the JCN 14-yard line. 4 minutes, 57 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. And Onega, well, they got to be in quick mode here. They have to be in hurry up if they want to be able to come back and potentially win this game. Still down 26-8, though. 4:41 left to go here in this contest. Ryder Colton floods out to the right side. He looks down the field, throws a stiff arm, and he is sacked at the 24-yard line. A huge play by the defensive line. Back-to-back incredible plays by that defensive line. Getting pressure in on that line. You got Trevor Kelly, Cohen Novinsky, Alex Easterday, Cash Warner. Such a great defensive line unit for JCN that has been so strong this season. 4 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Time is ticking. 26-8. JCN leads over Onega. Onega with the ball. 3rd and 20 at the JCN 22-yard line. Ryder Colterman in shotgun. Daniels to his left at the Twins' left. Colterman drops back to the end zone. Jesse Miller. And there is no flag. It is incomplete. Great coverage on the JCN side from Brody Van Dyke. Well, now you have to go for it. It's a 4th and 20. The clock is stopped at 3:43 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Onega is still at the JCN 22-yard line, so you figure a passing play here. We've seen Colterman do the best when he's able to work off of his feet. It's a Twins left, Twins right, tied into the left side to hold up a 6-man front protection. Here, looking over the middle, and Pitbull is defended. Incomplete. It would have been way short of the first down anyway. And it is an incomplete pass. And a turnover on downs. And JCN getting the ball back with 3:36 left to go here in this fourth quarter, up 26-8. It's a Class 1A District 3 matchup, Jackson Heights They were up 58-0 at Pleasant Ridge at halftime, so I can imagine that they are now bumping up to 2-0 in district play, which means that JCN and Jackson Heights will be the only two undefeated district play teams after tonight. They're also the only two Northeast Kansas League teams that will be undefeated after tonight as well. Carry up the middle by Knoll for 2 yards. Now brings up a second down and 8. Again, JCN looking just to run the clock out here. 2nd and 8. JCN at their own 25-yard line. 26-8. JCN leads 3 minutes to go. They're going to take as long as possible here in the huddle. JCN looking to improve here on the season to a 4-5-0 start. And a timeout will be called here. We'll take a step aside here with 2:55 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 26-8. JCN is with the ball trying to run the clock out and improve to 5-0 on the season.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Reminder to tune into our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate after this contest, and as well as our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. 2:55 left to go here in the fourth quarter. JCN's up 26-8, looking to run the clock out. Just a couple of first downs, and JCN can improve to 5-0 on the season. A hot start on the year for them. It'll be the first time going 5-0 to start a year since 2023 here. Busting outside is Cahill. Past the 50. He's up still on his feet. The 30, the 20, the 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, 75 yards. The biggest rush of tonight. But I won't believe my own eyes. Well, I can. There's a flag in the backfield on JCN. And it gets pointed towards them. This is the 6th holding call against the Chargers tonight. And the Chargers hold is confirmed. And that negates a 75-yard touchdown run. That would have definitely put the cap in seal on this game. But now, JCN will move backwards from what was a 2nd down and 8 to what I'm to assume a 2nd down and 18. But it is a spot foul. So we'll see where it officially gets marked. 2:41 left to go of the fourth quarter. JCN still holds on to the 26-8 lead. An 18-point lead here for the Chargers. So a generous spot foul. It's going to be about 2nd down and 15 for JCN within their own 20-yard line. It'll be a handoff up the middle to Knoll. It will go forward for 5 yards. That'll get things back to the original line of scrimmage. It's now a 3rd down and 10. The tackle is by Luke Pale. Upcoming here on the schedule, JCN will take on Valley Falls at home as well as McLeod. So we'll get back-to-back home games and finish the year on 103.9 KNZA on the road against Jackson Heights. That'll be a must watch and listen to games. And here another timeout will be called. Final timeout here of the half call by Onega with 2:01 left to go here in the 4:26-8. JCN leads looking to run the clock out here on their own 22-yard line, 3rd down and 10. JCN in control of the possession. We're back after a quick 30 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Onega just calling their final timeout. It's 26-8. JCN leads with the ball at their own 22-yard line, third down and 10, with 2:01 left to go in the fourth quarter. JCN just trying to run the clock out, or at least as much as they can, before Onega gets the ball back here. Here's going to be a handoff up the middle. It'll be a big carry. It was Knox Heston who had the rush. That is his third carry of today. He's got three carries for 10 yards rushing. It's now a fourth down and 5. Clock will roll. Onega, no timeouts. They will get the ball back one more time here. But again, JCN pretty much walking this victory up. Here, bad snap on the punt. And this is interesting. The ball. So what happened was that there was a bad snap. Will Elias had it, and he kneeled onto the ground when picking it up. And since you're in high school, it doesn't matter if you're not down by contact. If you have possession of the ball and any part of your body is against the ground, then, well, that's where that ball is going to be spotted. So Onega with a great chance here to add one more score before the end of this game. JCN turns over on down. 1:26 left to go here in the fourth quarter. JCN up 26-8. Onega, though, at the JCN 18-yard line. Ryder Kulterman here, a keeper, and he is meshed into the backfield. Leading the charge is Knox Heston, and Heston came knocking on the offensive lineman door. He was let right on in for the big tackle for loss. And with 1 minute left to go, JCN surging to improve to 5-0 in the season, remaining 4-0 in league play, moving up to 2-0 in 1A District 3. Onega will drop to 2-3 overall, remaining 1-2 in the league and 1-1 in district. 45 seconds remaining in this game. Here, Ryder Kulterman is dropped once more here at the 30-yard line after a pass intentional play. And a timeout will be called here. Excuse me, this is now here. The Onega Buffalo's final timeout. Must have confused one earlier for JCN. So Buffalo's taking their final timeout here with 31 seconds remaining in this game. We'll just keep things here. Might as well. Again, only 31 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's 26-8. Jefferson County North has secured this victory here over the Onega Buffaloes, bearing the craziest comeback ever imaginable. But JCN, 5-0 now in the season, and their upcoming schedule is very favorable with Valley Falls and McLeod in the horizon. However, they face the number one team ranked currently in the classification of 1A, and that's Jackson Heights, and that'll be a tough opponent. And I also should mention this. This is the fourth time, this time, that Jeff Schneider has had a 4-0 start to the season, looking for a 5-0 start. This is just an all-around great Chargers team, who finished as the state runner-up in 2023, losing to Conway Springs 35-6. Their playoff run was immaculate, beating Troy, Centralia, Olpe, St. Mary's, all in the playoffs. Unfortunately, last year for the Chargers, their season was upheld short at a 5-4 record, losing the Riverside 42-22 in the first round. They lost the last three games of that season as well, being outscored 124 points to 36 in their last three games. The JCN, they have changed the narrative this season, returning 5 seniors, 6 juniors, 12 sophomores, and bringing up 8 freshmen. A team that has been red hot with 44 points per game through their first 4 games so far this season. Here, there is still stoppage on the field. It's not from the timeout. It's from the official, and that's because right now they are correcting the scoreboard right now on the time. So as of right now, it is 38 seconds remaining, 26-8, J.C. and with the 18-point lead. Onega with the ball at the JCN 24-yard line, third down and 16. Onega looking to try to add one more score before the end of this game. And they made a very close game in the third quarter, but unfortunately after mistake kind of got themselves out of it. And here a throw that looks to be intercepted, and JCN picks it off from the far side. That's Brody Van Dyke, the sophomore. A huge interception for JCN, and that will finish the game. JCN just need to come out in victory formation. That is also the fifth INT of the year thrown here from Coulterman. But again, in a state where not really much mattered, game kind of coming to a conclusion just a couple minutes ago. And here the victory formation, the best formation in football, depending who you ask. By that time, we'll now hit zero. We got 20 seconds until it hits that point. So as a reminder, upcoming our post-game show by BL Doors Real Estate, as well as our Player of the Game segment by the Farmers State Bank. And right after the broadcast, we'll have the Jake and Boz National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, where you can catch all the aerial scores and actions on your way home from the games. So, the final score of today's action in Class 1A District 3, 26-8. The JCN Chargers improving to 5-0 on this season and 2-0 in district play, while the Onega Buffaloes fall to 1-1 in district and 2-3 overall. All right, stepping aside for a couple of minutes, we'll be right back for a postgame show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. JCN 26, Onega 8.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fall colors are beautiful, and the savings are colorful, too, during Valspar Fall Rebates at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. Get up to $60 back when you buy Valspar paint September 26th through October 5th. Refresh the family room or restyle a bedroom with a new look from Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint, and save $12 per gallon container. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during Fall Rebates time at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. See the rebate URL in-store for more details.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our Ag Lending Department here at United Bank & Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank & Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Grab your gear, don't wait too late. October 17th's the date. Milwaukee Tools, the deal is prime. Stahlbaumer Lumber, it's savings time. Power strong, price is right. Milwaukee savings shine so bright at Stahlbaumer Lumber. Hear us say, October 17th, it's your day. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA for our post-game show brought to you by BL Tours Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLTours.com. The Onega Buffaloes now dropping to 2-3 here on the season, remaining 1-2 in the TVL. They finished up TVO play a couple of weeks ago, but now here dropping to 1-1 in districts. The Jefferson County North Chargers improving to 5-0 on this season, remaining still here in the Northeast Kansas League 4-0, but 2-0 in districts, which means there are two teams undefeated here in 1A District number 3, the Jackson Heights Cobras at 2-0, and the Jefferson County North Chargers. That is going to be a big matchup week number 8, by the way, upcoming here on the schedule for JCN, Valley Falls, McLeod, Jackson Heights to finish out this season. And for Onega, they will go on the road to Jackson Heights next week. They will come back home one final time against Pleasant Ridge, and they will finish out this season on the road at McLeod. Again, this game started off dominantly for JCN with 12 points scored in the first quarter. In the third quarter, JCN would just tack on one more score, leading 28-0 at halftime. Will Elias had incredible first half stats. It was pretty much stagnant in the second half. We'll talk more about Will Elias here in the player of the game segment, a little bit of a teaser for that. But again, now when we went into the third quarter of the game, 20-0 JCN leading, Onega came out and put together a phenomenal drive. It was 8 minutes. They chewed off plenty of clock. They dominated the gridiron. They went 68 yards down the field. They scored a touchdown to bring it 20-8. But unfortunately, Onega, with the costliest thing on the game for him, up 20-8. They're at their own 49-yard line, 4th-and-1. Handed off to Gavin Coltman. He gets stuffed in the backfield for the turnover on downs. And that was pretty much the nail in the coffin for this game to get JCN the final touchdown drive of the game. They drove from 49 yards from the Onega side and also gave Merrick Knoll his first and only rushing touchdown of the game. So, again, once more, Jefferson County North Chargers 26, Onega 8, JCN 5-0 in the season, Onega 2-3, JCN 2-0 in districts, Onega 1-1. We're going to take one more step aside here for our Player of the Game segment coming up quick on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, Crittenden Prophet Kirk Hillman back in studio. Our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, here our final segment of the game, GCN 26-8 victory over Onega Buffaloes. Your Player of the Game goes to Will Elias. He has been Player of the Game every single week here for this JCN team. He finished with 89 yards passing, completing 6 of 10 passes for 2 passing touchdowns, as well as 64 yards on the ground for 11 total rushes. Just a great night overall for the senior leader on this team, who has led his team now to a 5-0 start, 2-0 in districts, 4-0 in NAKL. Onega, again, now 2-3 overall, 1-2 in the league, and 1-1 in districts. Up next for Buffaloes, they have Valley Falls, and up next for JCN, they have Jackson Heights up next for Onega, and JCN up next has Valley Falls. So again, thank you all for listening here tonight. Again, our final 26-8, JCN wins, and now time to get you to the National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thank you for listening.